If you're on the internet, Brian Reed says, come, come. Best big way they stays up, you dum-dum. So in that sense, there's the internet all day. Even Pobardi can't change the censoring ways. Sword Manter, Dr. Lynch says after you. Sword Manter, if he shoots your ass through. Sword Manter, Tim Nimbusters after you. Sword Manter, if they Chinese you, you're through. Then will you not see the really crazy clowns? When will they learn they can't blow Manter faggots down? Sword Manter censors the internet all day. Even Nimbus can't change faggot ways. Sword Manter, Pastor Lynch says after you. The Sword Manter Show! If he sues your ass, you're through. Do-do-do. Sword Manter, Pastor Lynch says after you. Sword Manter, if he sues your ass, you're through. Sword Manter, them Nimbusters after you. Sword Manter, if they can't eat your ass, you're through. Do-do-do. There was some dork named Hal who thought the Phibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to sit. But he threatened judges three and two. He slapped old Hal CP. So Hal's gonna be my dick swigger bitch. Zoggle fuck you up. Yeah, Zoggle fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. Zoggle fuck you up. Yeah, Zoggle fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can. Long ago a rat named Glenn read his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loves digging fox, stitches, tickles, and cocksuck. The colostomy bag's name is VNL. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty juice command. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can. I used to know a pop named Visser, a toothless goobin' little pisser, who was going ass to mouth with lying rights. A mum, that nigger needs molester, a pisser, pooper, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Zoggle fuck you up. Yeah, Zoggle fuck you up. If you don't obey the dirty Jew's command. Zoggle fuck you up. Yeah, Zoggle fuck you up. So you best be a rebelling while you can.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Manzer ass clowns across the fruited nutted Zog plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Greetings. This is the Movement Turd number 130.5, and tonight is the 12th of July, 2012, and it's about 10 minutes to 9, Granby Uncentral Standard, more or less, time. And tonight's show is called Wages of Evil, because, well, the wages of sin are death, and the wages of evil will be destruction. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the monologue, just like I usually do here. I've been running a little bit, 15 minutes later. Essentially, the reason for it is that Rutherford's on vacation, so I don't have to wait for the CEO. I don't no longer have to go ahead and put the thing up in order to go ahead and catch up with the senior citizen. So I went ahead and essentially put it back by about 15 minutes and got a little bit more time to do a few little chores here. Anyway, so, no, this is, you know, usually I'm fashionably 15 minutes late from when the show supposedly starts at 8:30. Actually, it was about closer to 19 minutes after. Anyway, folks, all across the Zogling, Wigger, and Mamser Ice Clown Fluid and other Zog Plain, we hear the screams and moans of the critters as they start to realize that the wages of evil are bad shit coming down, like a lavender rain of commie Jew faggots dressed up in Nazi uniform with gauge spunking down on the Zogling, rumpin' Wigger Terrier. This is indeed payment for evil, and yes, vagina, when it comes, it ain't gonna be pretty. For example, the gut-sick Guido Kaiken Juden Weasel, with formerly Crohn's or Jew ass gauge, now has ulcerative colitis, i.e. Aryan ass gauge, or so it says. Now, we're talking about Alex Linder. Well, 5 years ago, he went ahead and admitted he had Crohn's, and then he figured out that Crohn's was a Jewish immune deficiency of, essentially, he said it was from lips to bunghole. He just got it around his bunghole. He's talking about getting surgery done on it. But anyway, he went ahead and said that ulcerative colonitis, which means that essentially now he claims to have Aryan ass gauge. Well, folks, Crohn's Crohn's disease, as I call it, Jew ass gauge, is a immune deficiency of the Jew asshole when it realizes that it's attached to a Jew asshole. Essentially, its own asshole rises up and gives the Jew no relief here. I mean, a Jew asshole is being plagued by his own Jew asshole. Essentially, Linder figured out that by saying Crohn's, he was admitting, in effect, that he had a Jew in his woodpile, or two or three or 666 somewhere. Essentially, he went ahead and claimed that it was a change here, that now he had Aryan ass gauge. Recently, he was pretended to these critters from Soviet Kazakhstan that VNNF, or Trader Glenn Miller News Network Forum, or the Greater Free Range Tard Corral, was some sort of free speech for Wiggers, even though that was a dead letter way back around the time of the Christmas coup of 2004, which was, 7.5 years ago or so? Been a while. Essentially, what happens is that Linder's gone ahead and banned all his enemies. He's banned all his tars. I was looking at him to where he was bitching about John the Nutjob's little meerkats creeping on VNNF and posting John the Nutjob shit on it. He was bitching about that quite a bit. Anyway, he was going ahead and telling this character that why is VNNF so loved? Because it's free speech for whites. I guess this character from the Kazakhstan Broadcasting Association out of St. Louis essentially hasn't been looking at VNNF. Now, Kirksville has a university, a state-run, it's part of the Missouri University System. Not the University of Missouri, but part of the state-run university system. And what happens is that Truman State, I don't know why they call it Truman State, Harry Ass Truman was nowhere near that area of the state. He was essentially born in Lamar from southwest Missouri, and he went up to Kansas City and Independence and essentially became a crooked weasel for the Tom Pendergast machine. He essentially was a machine politician who managed to go ahead and get into the Missouri Senate. And then Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided that his two or three time former vice president was too much an open communist to stand for it. So he went ahead and chose Harry Ass Truman, old Harry Ass, to go ahead and be his vice president. And soon after, in his fourth term, he went ahead and croaked off the old fart. Anyway, getting on with it, what happens, they call it Truman State University, and it used just to be a regular, just a cheap regional school to go ahead and keep the critters on, you know, the local critters local in Kirksville, you know, in Kirksville, which is really about northeast Missouri, right around the cornfield, right above, it's called cornfield, counties. Essentially, I-70 between St. Louis and Kansas City. You know, the nigger towns here, the big old Wiggervilles or something like that. They vote Democrat, and Missouri is sort of like a lopsided square, you know, with a little bit of bumps and humps on it. And south of I-44 is, well, you know, south of 44 is the Ozarks and around the Ozarks. Now, southeast Missouri is more like the Delta. Southwest Missouri, of course, is part of the Ozarks, the edge of the Ozarks. And northeast, you know, northeast Missouri has Truman State. It used to be just a regular, you know, just a regular regional state university. But for whatever reason, they decided to go ahead and give it a mission. And what its mission is to graduate social workers. Graduate essentially little state bureaucrats and the rest here who run the state mental health division and the prison system and essentially run around and learn to take people's kids away like they do. Essentially, that is what it is based upon. That's what Truman State University, you know, this Truman State University system is about here in Kirksville. And here he was at age university around his grandma's house in Kirksville. And he was, I guess he was well corked for it. He was scared of his shit himself. Essentially, he was well corked. He was talking about how he was hoping to get enough money here to essentially get his asshole reamed out and essentially have his entire colon, except for his asshole, gone ahead and worked at so he can go ahead and learn to shit here. I'm sort of hoping that they'll go ahead and make him like a turkey to where he pisses and shits out his bunghole at the same time. That'll be fun. You know, and for a short time, he'll be on colostomy bags or something like that. So he's talking about surgery to deal with his Jew ass gates. Aryan ass gates. Not Crohn's, ulcerative colitis here. And essentially, he's telling this retard who hasn't looked at VNNF recently and find out it's anything but a free speech forum for whites. He hasn't been that way since 2004. And essentially, what is the wages of being a lying, little sneaking, little Jew weasel? Well, the answer is that your asshole rebels against you, and you're lying to other Jews who are running from Soviet Kanukistan about how tough you are on your fellow Jews here and how they all need to be exterminated. I mean, it's sort of like Brian Rio here, but for white nationalism. Anyway, let's see here. I'm looking at this thing here. Folks, it depends, you know, there's brown eyes. There's light brown eyes. There's hazel eyes, you know, like Roxy got. And then there's cork-eyed mamsers like Brian Rio and probably Jeremy Visser. You know, there's a difference between brown eyes and burnt cork black eyes. You know what I mean? There's a difference between that. My little retarded grandson, he had brown eyes. The rest of the grandkids had blue eyes. And essentially, brown eyes is a little bit of a trait, which is part of, you know, what white people have here. Okay? Anyway, I was hearing about George Takei, or Kennewick Mamser, going ahead and having a little bit of fun on that here. Any case here. By the way, I want to go ahead and talk about, what I found out calling up to the Nut House here. Some good news for me, anyway. One of my enemies went back to Biggs here. You know, August came early this year. Anyway, I'm going on with the monologue. Likewise with sundry pretensions of the Christian Identity portion of the bowel movement. Anchorage activist. I used to call him, Ashkenazi Asswipe because he was just simply a Trader Glenn Miller and Alex Linder cheerleader. And I guess he's sort of figured out he doesn't have much to cheer about, because I think he's figured out that essentially Linder is a gut-sick Guido Kuykenweasel, Jew ass gauge. I mean, sorry, Aryan ass gauge. And Trader Glenn Miller is just a drunken Anglo mestizo who essentially is throwing money to the NNF here. So anyway, I've gone ahead in the last week and started calling him Anchorage Activist instead of Ashkenazi Asswipe. But within the last week, he went ahead and talked about the Christian Identity Media in Greene, Alabama, which in turn was picked up by Jim Goad. Jim Goad was on Talkie Magazine talking about the resurgence of tribalism and about how as things start decaying in the Zogland, you're going to go ahead and see more and more and more overt tribalism, and not just on the part of the niggers. You're going to see white people going ahead and discovering their roots. In any case, then he went ahead and he caught Obi Genderbender and Pistol Pistol Possum, a.k.a. Obadiah 118, essentially criticizing Rocky Sadeya for making fun of Covington being fat. Well, folks, everybody knows Covington is fat. I mean, if Covington didn't want himself to be seen as fat, he shouldn't do videos which make him look like he's fat. I mean, you know, Harold has a face and a body which is made for radio. You know, I don't think he ought to do video myself. But anyway, if he wants to do it, he can do it. I mean, I don't go ahead and tell him what to do. But Obi Genderbender is trying to go ahead and get in with Covington. So he's going ahead and fighting with Rocky Sadeya for calling Covington fat. And Rocky Sadeya, I've never had any problem with him because essentially he's a Nazi from, what, South Carolina. He's not really any problem to Christian Identity. He's not pretending to be Christian Identity. He's not fighting with people from Christian Identity. So essentially, Rocky Sadeya and Anchorage Activist went ahead and wrapped Obi Genderbender in the snout pretty good. Then Liar Bill wanted to chip in. He sneaked into this room a little bit and then sneaked back out. He left little mumps nuts turds behind him, from what I gather. He snuck in, he snuck out. And essentially, mumps nuts, he got his history revealed about being just a fat, delusional tard who essentially is just a petty criminal and part-time Zogbot. Anyway, Obi Genderbender then pissed and moaned because Frankenwigger, I want to give Frankenwigger credit, went ahead and pointed out that Brian Real went ahead and disabled his talk show for about the third or fourth time here. And he's disappeared. And there was essentially a talk about freedom of speech. Now, Anchorage Activist got in some of what is correct here. Let me go ahead and say I think the real reason that Brian Real has essentially disappeared is that he's an anti-racist little mamzer who is having Zog help in addition to so-called Christian Identity help in the case of Eli or James and the case of Finkelschini. But the main reason he sort of dried up is that this lawyer who is using him to go ahead and attack Pastor John Britton and interfere with his case, essentially, from what I gather, this case has been settled. And essentially, the Chicken Mariani, the Sicilian South Jersey Jew ambulance chasing Chicken, Cousin Ray, the lawyer, Chicken Mariani, essentially don't have a reason to go ahead and sick little Brian Real, Sword Mams, or whatever on Pastor John Britton no more. In fact, now that the matter's been settled, essentially, the less said about the better. So, essentially, a good deal of the outside financial reason for Brian Real causing trouble has disappeared. Now he's just a little mamzer from Mentor without a job, with essentially a lot of people looking at the way he goes ahead and makes money, as in screech, crash, bang, bang. You know what I mean? essentially old Mamzer has disappeared. I'm sort of thinking that he's going ahead pursuing the southern sodomy, thing by going to Shreveport, Louisiana, by means of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Okay? But what you've gone ahead and seen, why, last night, for example, old Dan Johns, another Jew boy with Crohn's, who went ahead and spread bleeding out the ass, through Jew ass gaze or Crohn's. Here was old Command Orkman Fag, Steve Elder, and Steve Elder wasn't able to go ahead and make anybody see, so I went ahead and I was having fun with old Steve Elder. Steve Elder went ahead and made a few threats, and then he ran off, the Jew pussy. He went ahead and ran off, and pretty well I took a few screenshots. I went ahead and posted it. Steve Elder hangs around, and essentially I think Steve Elder has gotten the understanding is that people know who he is, they know where he lives, they know he got a Jew ass gaze, and essentially all that he's hanging around in Christianity is Dan Johns, another Jew boy with Jew ass gaze here. Essentially, what you end up having is that I used to hear way back in the 90s when I was running for office that the half-life of a politician depends on how many of his lies become radioactive. And essentially, these Mamzers and these Jews and the rest, as they get revealed, their half-life is pretty well over. Mumpsnut shows up. It's not like last week where he showed up for a while. I insulted him for a while. Essentially, snuck on early. Snuck back off and left the little mumps nuts turd. Jeremy Visser, his own brother, Sean Aaron Visser, I think has pretty well gotten tired of him. I mean, it's like, 2 weeks ago? I go ahead and log on to his Talk Show show, and there's Jeremy Yakin and me. There's only two people there. Jeremy and me. Nobody else is even bothering to listen to Jeremy anymore. Why is that? Well, if you're a Mamzer, the only place you can go ahead and get the support of other Mamzers, pretend to be Christian Daddy, is with Think. That's it. He's the only one who goes ahead and supports this stuff anymore. Nobody else does here. Eli James decided, I guess, he got tired of Steve Elder whining and pissing and moaning, demanding the banning of guests. And essentially, he went ahead and told Steve Elder that Picts, he said they were dwarven Amorites. Well, actually, it's really the corn, the people from Cornwall, the Cornish miners who were dwarven Amorites sent by Cain to go ahead and essentially dig up the tin. The Picts who lived in Pictland, which was in the country which is now called Scotland, because the Ulstermen, the Scotee, migrated there, went ahead and invaded there in the 500s under Fergus. They went ahead and took it over and renamed it Scotland instead of Pictland. The Picts were the Aboriginal Tubal-Kenites who never seen the flood. They were, essentially they were proto-Canaanites. They had lived in Britain for as long as there were Jews, as long as there were Canaanites. So, here's Steve Elder, and he goes ahead and sort of admits that he knows what people look at him because he goes ahead and says, "Whatever I am." Well, folks, that's the sign of a Jew boy, remembering it's a Jew boy. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. So, anyway, this has been a week. This has been a week in which, essentially, the truth comes out. For example, this Jerry Sandusky. It goes ahead and points out that, essentially, the top management and the coaching management and the university management knew for a while that Jerry Sandusky was butt-fucking all these little gay wads. Knew full well what's happening here. Instead, they tried to cover it up. And, well, essentially, now it's coming out that essentially money from football triumphed, well, essentially looking after, well, children in that area, Pennsylvania. Folks, there was a reason for sports. The original reason for team sports wasn't to go ahead and have nigger ball. It was to go ahead and teach young white men not only how to go ahead and think independently, but as a team to go ahead and, you know, submerge their individuality in return for the entire team. It used to be said about the British Empire that it was won on the playing fields of Eton. Of course, you know, just like the Royal Navy, you know, the lash rum and sodomy, I mean, they had a good deal of sodomy and buggery and beating each other's butts with canes or something like that eating as well here. And essentially that was sort of a byproduct, you know. But folks, sports or collegiate level sports was meant not as a means of going ahead and, you know, giving the exhibition. It wasn't meant for nigger ball. It wasn't meant for anything other than essentially teaching, you know, young men to go ahead and work as a team. And the saying used to be there was no I in team. T-E-A-M. There was no I in team. It was meant to go ahead and teach young men to sort of subordinate themselves, sort of like an army, or sort of like a squad in an army section, you know, an army section or a squad. It was meant to go ahead and teach them to work together to achieve a certain goal. That's what football, that's what American football is about. That's what rugby is about. That's what soccer is about. Essentially, it's about why you can have stars, you can have people who are very good. You need to go ahead and learn to work together. And instead, all it became was nothing more than nigger ball and TV franchises and millions of bucks. And essentially going ahead and cutting corners to where some pervert goes ahead and gets to essentially butt fuck 9 and 10, 11 and 12 year old little gay wads and turn them out to be faggots or something like that here. Punk them out. Now, I think that some of the people who were abused might grow up and, you know, grow up into be something good here, but I hear that a lot of them were just little niggers. And essentially, niggers love sodomy. Niggers love anal sex. Niggers love, you know, doing that sort of thing. So, hey, I'm not so much into, you know, Sandusky as long as you pay for it. But the thing about it is that here are these people who carried positions of responsibility and they looked the other way. And that is going on all across the nation. And like it says in the Bible, there is nothing so secret that it will not be revealed sooner or later. Either in the bowel movement or society at large. In fact, this show is about going ahead and saying what is going on in the bowel movement, be it white nationalism, be it Christian identity. That's what this show is about. And we need to understand that, folks, for all this talk about zombie apocalypse and everything like that, it is the expectation that things are going to go ahead and turn into shit. And then there's a question of whether or not you personalize the forces of evil going ahead and getting their recompense, either personally or upon the Zogling, Whiggers, and Mamzer ass clowns, the entire herd. And folks, let's understand the entire herd is going to go ahead and reap the wages of evil. All of us are going to go ahead and, just like our forefathers in Egypt, we're going to have to go ahead and suffer at least 3 of the 10 plagues before we can go ahead and get out from under it. So what I'm trying to go ahead and tell you who listen is to, well, think for yourselves. Go ahead and figure out which people of your friends and family are worth saving. And then, when the Great Tribulation is well on its way here, you're able to go ahead and act and deal locally. Folks, hate globally, kill locally. And that's what I call my 10,000 Warlords program. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. When I go ahead and engineer it, it's going to be, this is where the song Wigger Problem will go ahead and take place. I went ahead and came up with a new parody song called What Do You Get When You Fuck With Jews? What do you get when you fuck with Jews? And folks, the next parody needs to be Mamzer's a Mentor, but I didn't get around to doing it yesterday. So folks, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. I'll go ahead and look at the chat. Hail victory.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away, if the wigger comes to mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crop.
Okay, folks, we're back. That little version of I'll Never Fuck With Jews Again, that was the Dionne Warwick version. The lyrics were the Dionne Warwick version. But that was Mary Chapin Carpenter. And, heck, she's, she's probably turned fat by now here. But, heck, she used to be pretty humpable here, back in her younger days here. And I, essentially, she was playing a version of, What Do You Get When You Fall in Love. So I went ahead and, pretty well just sang it, sort of like a duet with her, but not exactly. And essentially that was the Mary Chapin Carpenter version of it. Okay? So, anyway, that's the new parody song. I need to go ahead and get up Mamsers of Mentor. Doot-doo, Mamsers of Mentor. Doot-doo, 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 doot-doo. You know, with Warren Zevon here, even though he's a Jew. He's a dead Jew now. He was sort of a funny Jew. He'd go ahead and sing a number. He's singing, you know, a number of real weird shit here, you know. I got one of his vinyl albums. I bought it. Either cheap at the Walmart or at the, Army PX and Krellsham. I forget which here, you know. Doot-doo, Mamsers a Mentor. And first, I want to go ahead and thank Frank Wigger for essentially notifying, Anchorage activists. I decided not to call him Ashkenazi Asswipe, anymore because he's really gone ahead and grown into it. Now, that story about what was going on in Greene, Alabama, sort of went ahead and made a lot of news here. Jim Goad of Talkie Magazine went ahead and also said that you're going to have more and more tribalism as things start falling apart. And folks, you end up seeing that. Now, you end up having a clueless goofhead like Mittens Romney talking about, going ahead in front of the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Congoid Perverts, or whatever the hell you want to call it here, and this nigger, this stupid, clueless, Bain capitalist, vulture capitalist, crony capitalist twigger goes ahead, and he's trying to suck up to the niggers while claiming he has Republican principles. And folks, he got, maybe 1% when actually John McCain got 4% against the nigger. He'd have done better if he just simply said, hey, look, the NAACP, essentially, I'm looking for the votes of white people, just like Obongo is looking for the votes of, you niggers. But, he didn't have the balls to say something like that, so he goes ahead and he sucks up. I have heard that he has old Congo Lisa Rice, essentially the sort of Ebola Gaze or his old fostered old Patsy Buckwheat equivalent. I mean, essentially old nigger tooth, with a little nigger head just bob, 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 bobbing. I remember way back during a previous Republican administration, I think it was George Herbert Walker Hoover Bush, who went ahead and essentially had this affirmative action Negress on his State Department team. And then old Bushy, the younger, Dumbia, went ahead and actually made her Secretary of State or something here. And here you have old Mittens. Mittens, who's going to be a little neocon and kiss, Jews' ass here, maybe go ahead and have a war with Iran. The Jews are a little bit annoyed at old Bongo here because old Bongo is looking after the nigger and beaner interest more than the Jews. Doesn't really want a war with Iran. Has sort of figured out if we're getting our asses whipped in Iraq and we're getting our asses whipped in Afghanistan, how the hell is Zog going to go ahead and win a ground war against Iran when it's, five times the size and, in area and three times the size in population? How's that going to work out? Answer is going to go ahead and finish off Zog pretty good. So you have essentially this nitwit talking about how Congo Lisa, Congo, C-O-N-G-O-L-E-E-Z-A, Congo Lisa, Rice, going ahead and, being on a short list. Folks, you go ahead and choose a nigger. What happens? You're going to go ahead and double the nigger vote to maybe 2%. which has left that if you go ahead essentially and, well, essentially said, hey, I'm Massa here. I'm going to be like Dumbia. What happens is I'm going to go ahead and work hard to give away your money to you niggers, but essentially I'm going to go ahead and you niggers can vote for me or not. And folks, you end up getting, you know, old Bush. If you go ahead essentially and tell a nigger that you're the old Massa, essentially there will be enough niggers to say, well, hey, at least he's the man. He's the man who will go ahead and feed us niggers to where you're going to get more votes than essentially if you go ahead and act like a clueless, loggling with your ass clown. Going ahead, essentially, say, I'll suck your dick here, and, you know, pretty well they want to go ahead and roll mittens over here and go ahead and get themselves some man pussy. I'll roll mittens. I mean, shit, just going ahead and choosing old Congolisa, big mistake. Big, big, big mistake here. I'm not going to vote for mittens anyway. Republicans need a good ass, you know, good ass fucking at the hands of the Democrats. Essentially, as a political party, they need to die. Folks, it's because of the Republicans that I'm not allowed to run. You know, not a lot of Democrats. It might be a Democrat Secretary of State, but it was Republican, you know, Congress critters and executive directors and the rest, which went ahead and said, Lindstedt is a racist. You're a white nationalist. You're a white supremacist. You're a Christian identity maniac. You're not allowed to run for United States Senator. You're not allowed to run for governor. You're not allowed to run for county sheriff. Essentially, we need to go ahead and take care of our false friends. So I love it that the Republicans, it looks like they're going to go ahead and lose the, you know, for the presidency here. And folks, I pointed out that they could win anytime they wanted just by simply saying, hey, look, Obongo is a Kenyan nigger. He's not qualified to be president. Essentially, if it doesn't really matter to us here, we're going to go ahead and tell our Secretaries of State to stop going ahead and kicking off racist white candidates and stop, you know, start going ahead and simply saying the foreign niggers don't get to run for president. And by the way, Beaners, who Obongo has just amnestied, don't get to go ahead and vote. Piss on them. Essentially, the nigger, Eric Holder, is talking about how he's going to go ahead and go against anybody. These state laws which go ahead and say that they are not going to, that they're not going to go ahead and allow, you know, nigger fraud. They're not going to go ahead and allow beaner fraud to continue. Okay. Look, nigger, vice president. Republicans, if they wanted to, could pretty well finish off Obamacare just by simply saying, okay, you said it was tax. Well, guess what? We're the House of Representatives. We're not going to go ahead and collect this tax. We're not going to go ahead and pay for enforcement of this tax. Essentially, we're going to go ahead and waive collecting this tax altogether. Folks, Obongo has gone ahead and gone along with not going ahead and collecting Social Security, tax, Medicare tax. Essentially, put these entitlements further into the red. So, folks, this is just a new, quote, entitlement, which they claim is a tax here. The Republicans, if they want to, could go ahead and finish this off. They could go ahead and finish off the Obongo reselection here, but they're not going to. What they're trying to do is they're trying to go ahead and fuck white people or pretend to be their friends. Folks, white men do not let other wiggers vote Republican, okay? You know, National All-African Communist Party, that's about the size of it here. You know what I mean? So, the thing about it is that Brian Real, and Finkelschini, and Eli James, and Dan Johns are useful. Just like Trader Glenn Miller. For 4 years, I pretend to be his friend. Well, over 3.5 years. I pretend to be his friend. Folks, Brian Real is a Judas Mamzer. You go ahead and you allow you claim to be Christian, then you allow something like that in the congregation, it means that you are not serious about keeping the congregation pure. It means that for whatever reason you cannot or will not obey Deuteronomy chapter 23:2, which says that a miscegenated bastard will not enter the congregation of the house of Israel, not for, you know, no, not forever. So, the reason Fink has a good deal of listening audience, more than I do, consists that you end up having people who want to play Christian identity real bad, and who don't want to go ahead and actually live it, who don't really understand it. This guy named Mel Lewis went ahead and put out flyers so he could go ahead and get more people knowing about it. He could go ahead and get some controversy under the no such thing as bad publicity notion. Well, he went ahead and told me he had problems with Mike Halamore wanting to charge $300 instead of just $200 or $100 normally for his AIT courses. So he's at odds with Mike Halamore. He just went ahead and just copied off his old AIT correspondence course. He was bitching that Mike Halamore acted like a sort of bottleneck. He wasn't too crazy about Tom Robb because, well, he's competing against Tom Robb for his Klan business. But also because Tom Robb is single seed line. Now, I have a problem with Tom Robb because, essentially, Tom Robb doesn't really, you know, preach dual seed line. He just goes ahead and just preaches if you go ahead and give him some money. Be it you associated with no devil horseshit, you know, from Clinton or little meerkat Mark Downey, no problem. As long as you give me money, I don't have a problem with you. Okay. So are you of money or are you of Yahweh? The second problem with the AIT course that allows every dirty little mamser, be it Brian Wright, Finkelschini, Eli James, whatever, to go ahead and get something which goes ahead and says what Christian identity is about, and then go ahead and allow that to be used as sort of Talmud to go ahead and come up with your own little sort of horseshit. It allows you to pretend to be a Christian identity pastor. So like old Liar Bill Monsnuff the Clueless, he goes ahead and he buys an AIT course. Essentially, now he's a great, wonderful, intelligent pastor. He doesn't know the difference between E-Ray Capt and Bertrand Comparé, but you know, he's sort of hazy in his own little dim way about that. But hell, he got himself a little certificate of Christian understanding from Mike Halamore. Well, ain't that wonderful? Folks, the AIT course is sort of like 100% crack cocaine dipped in a needle, which is always swirled around in a cesspool of mamsers. The end result is that you're going to have one hell of a highball, and just like Ray Redford, you're going to go ahead and chances are die of that highball when it goes ahead and hits your heart. If you don't go ahead and die from that, you're going to go ahead and die from the sepsis, from all the unclean things which are coming in with it. Not a good thing. Not a good thing. Anyway, I was going ahead and looking at something. I'm going to go ahead and read this little poem by Phipps here. It's on the Marty is a Chomo. Okay, Pisser Possum Nimtard here. Okay. You have these characters, I think they're clever. In real life, if you went ahead and seen them, you'd be gelding them. You know what I mean? They're cowardly chicken shits, and essentially I have a policy that I don't. I essentially let every little tard be a tard. That's why I find Brian real useful. I find him useful because he is useful. He really is. This character really is useful. What he does is he goes ahead and tells me how the land lies, how things are. Really does. He goes ahead and tells me who can go ahead and tolerate Brian Real. If you can tolerate Brian Real, you can tolerate anything. You can tolerate anything. And that's not a good thing. Let me see. I'll go ahead and give a link here so you guys can go ahead and look in and read along. Let's see here. You know. Yeah, Andy fucking Panda. I have no idea. Anyway. Yeah, that's probably a jape at Andy Donner here. Oh well, what can I say here? Looks like number 13 and this other clown here who moved on here. They're just going ass to mouth with each other here. Anyway, folks, I'm going ahead. And, it was like a Nimtard that showed up. And, folks, we never knew what happened to the critters, the crew of Upstanding Citizen, but I have an idea that they've gone ahead and come on to the show here. Okay, there was this dog roll by Phipps, and he's very good at going ahead and taking down what is already written and changing it. Just like I'm pretty good at parody songs, he's pretty good at changing some of it, sort of half-known work. And I call it, the title is The Work Waits, I'm Alive, That Laughs and Filled with Joy. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit. And it's filled with people who are filled with shit. And the vermin of the world inhabit it. But not for long. They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovett, tell you why. Because in the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one staying put in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovett, look at you. No, we all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovett, tell you why. Because the lives of the wicked should be made brief. For the rest of us, death will be a relief. We all deserve to die. All right, you, sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friend Sweeney. You, sir, too, sir, welcome to the grave. Not one man, no, nor 10 men, nor 100 can assuage me. I will have you. But the work waits. I'm alive at last, and I'm full of joy. Folks, I went ahead and looked at that while I was thinking about this show. I went ahead and put this doggerel by Phipps there. Sometimes he comes up with some pretty good stuff, which is quite relevant. Okay? In any case here, folks, Marty is a chomo. What I think is that you're a piece of shit who, in real life, I would go ahead and be proud to geld. I'd be proud to skin out. Remember, there's two men in this world. One who has no business being anything other than a slave, and the other one who needs to go ahead and put his foot on your neck. Well, that's what kind of creature you are here. You think you're funny. I've gone ahead and suffered 4 little white grandchildren being stolen. And you have old gender bender whining. Oh, it's so awful to go ahead and exterminate evildoers who go ahead and destroy families. Well, folks, you gotta understand, if you're a policeman, you're a social worker, you're someone who is working to go ahead and destroy the white race, then there's no part for you in this world. There's no part for your children in this world. You've gone ahead and turned this world into shit. And then you go ahead and look askance at me because I see you for what you are. and say as much. Folks, don't mistake, quote, tolerance for weakness. The reason I go ahead and don't have a problem with Brian Reel or with William Fink or with Eli James is because they are useful. They are useful in detecting what sort of people are around them. If you can go ahead and stomach William Fink, that means you can stomach anything. You love evil. Obi Gender Bender whining and pissing and moaning. Oh, Marty has said such awful things, but what he's going to do is spawn of the evildoers who destroyed his family. And folks, let me tell you something. I don't remove what Obi Gender Bender says, as long as it's true. As long as it's true. Folks, if you went ahead and listened to that poem, it's a matter of death being deserved. Folks, it is only we, for all our righteousness and all our works. And folks, Christian identity is a religion of works. The law of Yahweh is supposed to be written on the Israelites' heart, and therefore it is written on the Israelites' heart. You already know what you're supposed to do. Now, whether or not you do that is on you. And you got to understand, the entire book of Job was about a righteous man who was somewhat self-righteous. And when it came down to it, he had to have his nose rubbed in the fact that compared to the majesty of Yahweh, all of his righteousness, even though it was great compared to other men, was still nothing more than what? Filthy rags? Nothing more than filthy rags. Looks like Mumpsness is back here. Okay, here. Any case here. Real has to get a new job? I don't think so here. Anyway, you know, here's old Mumpsness claiming that I cooked my own food and my own urine here. Not really, Mumpsness. Mumpsness, when you were over here, there was only about two or three piss jugs in the house. Most of them were outside, across the street. And you used to go ahead and realize that, you know, having Mumpsness around here is like having a retard who's going to go ahead and sit like a dumb sack of shit. He's going to go ahead and look around, you know, soak it up like a, you know, sort of like a shit sponge. And then when he's back, you know, then when he gets home, he's going to go ahead and just tell a bunch of lies here. In real life, what happens is that Liar Bill, Mumpsnuts, would remain silent in the real world because he'd have people going ahead and hunting him down and probably skinning him and gelding him here. And essentially, Mumpsnuts would learn to shut his delusional lying mouth here. That dinner of spaghetti that I cooked was not cooked in my own urine. Folks, you know, there's a reason here. You know, I don't drink directly. You know, when I go to bed, I do not go ahead and drink directly from, you know, I do not drink directly from a 2-liter juice jug, apple juice jug. You know, that it's not smart to go ahead and drink from the same type of jug that you're pissing in. Okay? Not smart at all. If you're tired or something like that, that could lead to a bad mistake. And I don't make mistakes like that. Mumpsnuts probably does, but I don't. In any case here, no, Mumpsnuts is not construction work, you know. Brian Rio is not a construction worker here. Essentially, he's not much of a worker at all. From what I gather, his total life work consisted at most of 3 weeks working at the counter behind Hertz Rent-A-Car, and he didn't last 3 weeks quite. Okay? Any case here, is this supposed to be a Christian show? I mean, it looks like we have sanctimonious, we have the Pisser Possums coming in here. But I have Mumpsnuts, Jeremy Visser, and Obi Gender Bender going ahead and, you know, let's go ahead and kike pack Marty's show here, which is fine. Which is fine here. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'll tell you a lie from man. He's not. No, Mump Stuff came down here, folks. Mump Stuff came down here. He got to pretend that he didn't here. He didn't come down here to be ordained, but he did. He begged and he pleaded and he pissed and he moaned. Essentially, okay. And a few people, including John Britt, said, well, are you sure? You don't really know this character. And I didn't. Folks, you know, Billy Roper eased him out. Morris Gillette eased him out because essentially they didn't want Mumps Nuts telling a whole bunch of horse shit about him. But I'm not worried about Mumps Nuts. I mean, Mumps Nuts is a complete retard. He's just a petty criminal. He's just a little bitty, low-rent Dave Hall. That's all Mumps Nuts is, okay? Anyway, here, a Saint Sword. Now, it looks like you end up having a whole bunch of Nimbuster Tars. Yeah, Mumps Nuts here. What happens, I went ahead and looked, and on this Granby Topica page, you have old Mumps Nuts coming up with his own little horse shit. Essentially, Mumps Nuts don't know anything about, you know, the only thing Mumps Nuts knows about the law is that when you get caught, just go ahead, don't even wait for the arraignment, go ahead and take a plea bargain and start snitching. I mean, that's all Mumps Nuts have done. If I'd gone ahead and looked at Mumps Nuts' criminal record on Missouri Case Net, chances are I wouldn't have ordained Mumps Nuts. I went ahead and looked at him. I thought because he wasn't too smart, he wouldn't cause any trouble, but I was wrong. Mumps Nuts is good at causing trouble, okay? Right, Mumps Nuts? Huh? Oh, Mumps Nuts is probably claiming I'm not a pastor. Well, Mumps Nuts, how come you came down here to get ordained by me? How come? How come you just ain't CI chaplain no more? How come you claim to be Pastor Bill? The only one who ever went ahead and ordained you is me, Mumps Nuts. So where do you get out, you know, where do you go ahead and... Mumps Nuts got ordained by me, but I'm not a pastor here. But he came down here anyway to get ordained by me. If Mumps Nuts could get away with it, Mumps Nuts would go ahead and say that he was, not ordained by me. Hey, Roxy, Mumps Nuts told you that he had mumps settled into his testicles. That's why he couldn't have any kids. Yeah, did he tell you whether or not he had one nut or two nuts? Did you go ahead and say that Mumps Nuts said he only had one nut?
He had one nut.
So, from now on, this is Movement Turd History. We'll now call him Mumps Nut. Okay? I didn't know that till about 6 months ago here. So, we got him officially here. Roxy says he's Mumps Nut. Right? Mumps Nut, right?
Right.
Okay. You can go back yakking with Jane, all right? Oh, Emily. All right. Anyway. Oh, is she here? Anyway, it sounds like puppy dog is calling out from where the bathtub. Anyway. history here, Mumps Nut. Anyway. Okay. Mumps Nuts here. It was called Roxy and Eskimo here. I mean, heck. Roxy is, you know, fatter than Mumps Nuts here, but not by much here. You know what I mean? I mean, poor old Mumps Nuts here. He's just squeezing his old nigglet knees here, old Haitian hate nigglets here, sort of like a big fat pig sitting on a little big duck. You know what I mean? Yeah, Mumps Nuts, you know, Mumps Nuts, he just has his fun here. Okay? Any case here. Anyway, where was I here? Anyway, here. Well, it's Emily here. It's Roxy's daughter, my stepdaughter here, old fat ass herself here, that Roxy was talking to here. I mean, maybe, Mumps Nuts, you go ahead and play your cards right and, give her a little bit of money. She might go ahead and do you 2 months, Nuts. Thing about this here is that it'd be sort of funny if old Mumps Nuts here got a good social disease from something other than niggers here. You know what I mean? Anyway, here, you know, remember your condition, you know, Mumps Nut. okay. Yeah, it looks like guest number 15 is funny here. Well, it looks like we got Nimtards here, and I don't really mind that here. Anyway, Mumps Nuts, it looks like Mumps Nuts, you know, did Mumps Nuts run off? Mumps Nuts run off here, it looks like here. You know, I'm an idiot, Nimtard. Mumps Nuts ran off, okay, well, you know what they say here, at least you know what Liar Bell of the Clueless said. He said that the Coontang is always better when the nigglet is crying here. So, bye-bye, you know, Mumps Nut. Anyway, he had to puke. Well, maybe he just got horny for a hunk of nigglet niece Coontang here. Who knows? Well, looks like Mumps Nuts is run off here. You know, he goes ahead and he does that when he thinks it's safe here. But you go ahead and ridicule him enough here. You go ahead and you learn the truth here. Okay. Well, no. What happens is that I did ordain Liar Bill. Now, Liar Bill went ahead on Toshiba number 2. I went ahead and I worked for 45 minutes. I didn't know how to use PowerPoint, but I had Office, 2007 student edition, you know, the cheap edition that you can go ahead and get for $50 off when you buy you a computer at Best Buy. So I think it cost me $90 for the quote student, you know, edition. It had PowerPoint, it had Excel, and it had Word, and it had Outcrap Express here, and I don't use Excel, and I really didn't use PowerPoint much, but essentially, I had a little PowerPoint template, you know, for a sort of, sort of an ordination thing. So I went ahead and I figured out how to go ahead and use it. And, use the PowerPoint. I never had any instruction in it, but, you know, hey, I've been able to sort of figure out how to do stuff like that. And I went ahead and created him an ordination certificate. Went ahead and videotaped him. And old Liar Bill was just nice as you can please here. He begged and begged and begged for someone to ordain him. And I said, look, if you'll stick with me a year, I'll really be pleased here. Most of us was already talking about hopping to Morris Gillette here, when Morris Gillette would get out of prison, you know, or to the halfway house in 2010. And Morris Gillette didn't ordain him either. You know, Billy Roper didn't ordain him. Morris Gillette didn't ordain him. Since he's still going with the ordination I gave him. Well, I go ahead and put that ordination, go ahead and run it through the scanner, and go ahead and put it up on web page. Then go ahead and put it over StumbleIn. I go ahead and put it on, you know, it's around 2 o'clock in the morning. I say, okay, you want to go ahead and tell Mark Downey what's been going on? He didn't really want to do it. So he goes ahead and he types in, you know, CI Chaplin, and then he goes ahead and puts in his password. He doesn't notice that the thing where it says, remember me, has been checked. Well, he goes ahead and gets sent, and sure enough, Mark Downey has a ringtail fit. You know, oh, can you do it? Be ordained, Melissa? What? You know, what happens to Mark Downey? Larry Blanchard lived up in Port Orchard, Washington, with Clint Downey and with Meerkat Mark. Essentially, old Larry Blanchard ran off to Tennessee, and here they were bereft here. So essentially, old Mark Downey gets ordained by Clint Downey. He goes ahead and gets an unholy mixture of Crisco oil, Jergens lotion, and Clinton, you know, Clinton comes seepage here from, well, we'll guess where here. And essentially gets ordained by that means here. So he calls himself Pastor Mark Downey. Now, Folks, I've gone ahead and done things quite, you know, quite a bit different here. I've gone ahead, essentially, since I have my own church and it's incorporated in the state of Missouri, I've just gone ahead and, you know, ordained me. I don't worry about Gillette going ahead and pulling my ordination, because Gillette has his ordination pulled by Ray Redfern and wasn't allowed to go ahead and go with Pastor Richard Butler. So essentially, more, you know, Gillette isn't ordained. Except by people who pulled that ordination, because essentially Gillette was nothing more than drunken crackhead. And you had, in the summer of 2009, you had Sci-Fi Faber, Jeremy Visser, Hal Turner, and Eli James. Supposedly they were going to go ahead and kick me out of my own church. Well, that didn't work out too good. I don't know why they even thought it would work out. And you still have Visser claiming I've been deordained. Either by Gillette or by him, and Hal Turner, and Sci-Fi, and Elier, and, idiot crap. Folks, I'm a pastor because people go ahead and agree I'm a pastor. Now, there's some people, Marty Chomo, Pope Marty, essentially, I don't think that they think I'm a pastor. But I tell them is that Mamzers and Jews and faggots in your type don't get to determine dual seedline Christianity clergy. If you go ahead and recognize my moral authority, you can call me Pastor Lindsay. If you don't, well, hey, I don't really care. I don't really worry about it. Folks, I know Christian identity. I know, far better than Eli James does. And Eli James is the smartest one of these bell priests here. He understands Christian identity. He just tries to go ahead and change it a little bit. He tries to go ahead and sneak in a little bit of, Marino, papist preterism. He tries to sneak in a little bit. Think? Don't understand anything about it. He goes ahead and essentially comes into it from totally outside Christian identity. I'm a Greek scholar. Well, hey, Greeks say that he's not. Greeks say he can't even speak Greek. If you go ahead and ask him rather intently, he will essentially just say, well, hey, I read it through Herodotus. I read it through this. I read it through that here. Well, folks, none of these people are Christians. None of these people are Christian fathers. He goes ahead and goes with Christian fathers later on who were in the Roman Catholic Church. I think understands even less. I remember when I was actually listening to him. Listen to think. Go ahead and tell these clowns. Used to be like listening to Rabbi Hebelbaum, Hebelbaum from the Tempel Smuckel Fuckel, about, okay, this is what I read from Greek here, and waiting for people to go ahead and contradict them. And if they contradict them like Joe Pennsylvania does, well, guess what? They're kicked out. I haven't listened to Fink recently. I have not listened to Fink at all recently. But, folks, he used to run, quite the Talmudic, sewing circle. That's all it was. Eli James, of all these bell priests, understands Christian identity the most. Now, he comes up with this crap about how Canaan wasn't descended from Cain. What happened to Father Ham screwed his mother, Naama, Noah's wife, and essentially because you're the result of incest between a wigger who screws his mother, why all of a sudden your genetic, your total genetic outlook changes and you become a Jew? No. The reason Canaan was cursed is that he was a result of Ham, a wigger, screwing his Tubal-Cainite wife, Naama, who is Tubal-Cain's sister, and that is why Canaan is of Cain and therefore of Satan. And Eli James is trying to go ahead and change that. And he knows better. He knows this papist plagiarism horseshit. As guest number six, I went ahead and I have gone ahead and, essentially when Eli James, be really polite and called Eli James out in the lie. But Fink doesn't even understand this. Fink goes ahead and comes up with this crap that, my, What happens is that the four horsemen of the apocalypse are Gaius Marius, Felix Sulla, Julius Caesar, and Mark Anthony. And this occurred 180, 130 years before John of Patmos, when he had put on something here. Why would John of Patmos be writing down something that happened 130 or 180 years beforehand and then putting it as an apocalyptic revelatory book in the Bible? Does this even make any sense? The answer is no, it don't. The reason Think has such a big audience is you have all these Jews and Mamzers who want to play at being Christian identity. What happened to Brian Real? Well, I probably need to go ahead and essentially tell him is that Brian Real had Zog help. Brian Real is actually an anti-racist activist. He started out with this little bitch named Nikki or Nookie's Corner or whatever here, and essentially pretended to be a racist. And he went with, well, Dickie Barrett for a while. Then Dickie Barrett, I guess, got tired of plumbing his mangina or got tired of whatever. It says Brian Real wasn't white. So being a lawyer, he didn't manage to go ahead and take down Dickie Barrett's stuff because Dickie Barrett was working for the FBI. Now, a lot of the stuff is gone because essentially Dickie Barrett is dead and no one's paying for that old faggot's website to be kept up. But moving on, Brian Real was essentially, in many cases, working with this lawyer who was working as a one of the defendants, you know, old cousin Chicken Ray the lawyer, Chicken Mariani the lawyer. And essentially, he was being, you know, he was having help here. Heck, it got so bad that he went against FirstAmendment.net, the same people who were hosting White Nationalist, you know, White Nationalist Tube and Solar General. And essentially, they said, well, hey, your little B flat website needs to go ahead and go down because Brian Real is going to go ahead and finish off Solar General and White Nationalist Tube if we don't go ahead and go into Brian Real's, well, demands. Folks, an ordinary little shit-skinned Mamzer from Mentor does not have that sort of pull. Zog does. Zog does. Not Brian Real. Brian Real was essentially working for Zog as an anti-racist activist who's going ahead and pretending to be Christian identity. Think is just simply a murderous Jersey City Jew boy whose second language is English and whose third language is Greek. Don't know a damn thing really about, about Greek at all here. Anybody who's actually able to speak or write Greek laughs at Think. Think is just simply a criminal who was, well, probably about year 8 or 9. Here is Lorraine Swift. She goes ahead and has Mike Hallamore send an AIT course to Think, and, you know, pretty well, here he is studying a bit of Greek while, you know, to while away the hours he's spending in administrative detention. Because, folks, if he goes ahead and gets in general, you know, population, he's going to get his ass killed for killing, for murdering as a pig, a Puerto Rican prisoner. So, pretty well around year 8 or 9, they go ahead and say, well, what are you going to do when you get out? Well, I don't know. I guess I'll just go home and live with mommy and daddy. Okay. Well, would you want to become a Greek scholar? Do you want to become a Christian identity scholar? Well, guess what? We'll go ahead and bring you in under Eli James and the Sicilian Guido named Nemeheiser, who essentially wants to go ahead and bring in papist marital preterism from the Bell cult of Sibylle into Christian identity. You want to do that? Oh, sure. And that's what happened. And Brian Real was with him. And that's fine. Folks, if you're running around, if you're going ass to mouth with Think, I assume you're a Mamzer. I assume you don't have any problem with Mamzers. Now, what has gone on. And, you know, I get blamed for it here, but essentially what was secret and what was hidden has become known. And for all these people, go ahead and claim, Almighty is causing trouble, for he's destroying dual seed line Christianity. He's destroying white nationalism by going ahead and telling all his lies. That's horseshit. Let me just tell you what the big secret is. Let me tell you what the big secret is. The big secret is there is no real white nationalist movement. There really isn't no above-ground Christian identity church. Essentially, all we're doing is just drifting to the Great Tribulation. And that's why I urge people to think for themselves. That's why I urge people to go ahead and self-cull your people, your own family, your own friends, as to who you can trust with your back. And that's why I'm somewhat allies with Harold Covington, not because I agree with Covington. It's because, well, in many cases, you know, he's useless for going ahead and getting close to Yahweh. He has his own little notions on that. But for items number 2 and 3, well, folks, if you're going to go ahead and move away from where you are, the only people you're going to go ahead and take are the ones you want with you here. Essentially, Harold Covington is good for item number 2. Going ahead and picking who you're going to take with you in time of peace. It's not illegal to move to the Northwest. Folks, Harold Covington is useful for at least my 10,000 warlords, and especially item number 2. Go ahead and figure who you are going to take with you. Now, if you live in Florida, or New Jersey, or Texas, or California, it's not as dangerous as it's going to be in the Great Tribulation. You can go ahead, and by moving to the Northwest, you can already pick who you're going to take with you. Now, as far as item number 3, as to when things fall apart and when it's time to rise up and go ahead and take out the rest of the trash, call the rest of the parasites and vermin who have not been destroyed, well, that remains to be seen. But Harold Covington, at least, is good, very useful, his Northwest front, as far as taking care of item number 2. It's not illegal to go ahead and pick up stakes. And folks, I don't have a problem if you are young, or even if you are old. You don't have anything. You don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. You might as well go to Valhalla Land and find a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of up there. Now, when Harold Covington talks about how we ought to go ahead and create a new religion here, that doesn't really thrill me too much. But item number 2, hey, useful for that. So I don't have no problem fighting with Harold Covington. Why should I? But on the other hand, Harold Covington doesn't tell real Christian identity what to do. I've talked to Pastor John Britton. He says he calls Covington Tubby to his face all the time, and Covington, can either live with it or not. Don't matter to him. He ain't too crazy about Idaho, or at least, what Idaho's become. Essentially, Idaho's become, somewhat, it's not the same as it was in the early 70s, when essentially it was just Mormonville. Not that at all anymore. Not that at all anymore. Okay? Any case here. Okay, well, the thing about it is that as far as the Rabbi Samuelson here is concerned, Brian Real, I'm saying that he's gone ahead and pursued the Southern sodomy, syndrome by means of Pine Bluff here. This has been known for about 3 months now. Victor Switzer. He knew he had a red nigger great-grandfather. He knew that. He comes up with this crap about how my mother, because her name is Samuelson, was a Jew, because there's a Jew who wrote an economics textbook named Samuelson. Therefore, Swedes living out on the Lone Prairie, going ahead and raising pigs and eating them, why, we're just a bunch of Jews. Totally dishonest horseshit. Totally dishonest horseshit. It was a lie made by a mamzer liar. And then I had to laugh when 3 months ago I heard that poor old Victor Switzer had been essentially, you know, he'd been outed by Brian Real and nearly lost his job in some town around Pine Bluff because of his racism, because he was close to Rabbi Finkelstein. He got back to Rabbi Finkelstein, and Rabbi Finkelstein lets Brian Real go ahead and dig into old Victor Switzer's ancestry, and they find the red nigger great-grandpa. Old Victor Switzer is one-eighth red nigger, or more. And essentially, old Victor Switzer has a little fit about here. I mean, heck, Brian Real wants some Victor Switzer red nigger mangina, and old Victor don't want to go ahead and give it, so he says, I don't want to know anything about Christian Dandy. Same thing with Jeremy Visser. Known mamzer. Gets out of stalking charge by admitting that his brother, his full-blood brother, is a mamzer. Married to a darker mamzer he has a nigger stepdaughter. Visser has a nigglet niece. Now, folks, I've admitted that I have, well, my stupid brother's widow goes ahead and adopts a nigger. Adopts a nigger. That's why I'm not on speaking terms with her, because she didn't take the nigger back to, you know, Jefferson City, where she got it. You know, that's why I'm not on speaking terms with my, with my brother's family here. In July of next year, we've just gone through, the 19th anniversary of him being killed in a car accident? Now, my brother would not have allowed his widow to go ahead and adopt probably her white trash family, much less adopt a nigger. When it came down to it, my brother was, he really, enjoyed Herbert too much. He was too much of a Boy Scout, but folks, he at least understood that you take care of family first. He had probably gone ahead and pumped up his wife's belly at least twice more and had 4 white kids minimum. Okay? Anyway, folks, it looks like someone is on here. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take... Am I going to make death threats now? Death threats against what? Pisser possums? Nimtards? You got to be fucking kidding here. Folks, I've gone ahead and pointed out that old Brian Real is useful. He's a useful Judas Manser. Finkelstein is useful. If you go ahead and you put up with Finkelstein, that means you're a mamzer yourself. You know, folks, I don't have a problem with critters who go ahead and pretend to be something that they're not. In any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break, and we'll go ahead and unmute Comrade here in a minute, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes, folks. Hail victory.
Boys, don't wait to start again. But the bulls were getting tough, and he was never free of pain. Where others blew their winnings getting tanked, most of his got banked, saving for the farm. He never thought she'd wait for him at all. She wanted more than broken bones and trophies on the wall. But when he quit and finally got the farm, she ran into his arms, and now they've got a kid. He was star of all the rodeos, but now they rob him blind. It took 18 years of brambles and life on the line. He got his bread and a decent herd, but now he spends his time pulling nine stars. He told her that he'd got it for the game. 2303 with his initials on the frame, riding in the scabbard at his knee. Tonight he's gonna see who's getting all stopped. 7th one this summer yesterday. Half a year of profits gone and now there's hell to pay. The cops say they know who, but there's no proof. The banker hit the roof and damn near took the car. He was star of all the rodeos, but now they rob him blind. It took 18 years of brambles and life on the line to get his spread and a decent herd, but now he spends his time pulling nine guards. He hears the wire coming by the road. The blacked out Rio coming for another load. This time it's not one they take, but two. 2 minutes and they're through and laughing in the cab. And here will be the end of this mess, 'cause all the proof he needs is lying steady in his sight. It may be just the worst thing he could do, but he squeezes off a few, then makes his call to town. Was far of all the rodeos, but now they're all been blind. It took 18 years of ramables and life on the line. Just a spread in a decent herd, but now he's doing time pulling nine guards. He was star of all the rodeos, but now they're all been blind. It took 18 years of ramables and life on the line. Just a spread in a decent herd, but now he's doing time pulling nine guards.
On the air? How you doing, comrade?
Hey, good, good. How are you?
Oh, well enough. Am I keeping you up, Jacob Israel?
No, you're not keeping me up at all. You know, it's, I think we're on the same time, actually.
Yeah, I think we probably are. If you live, what, north of Minnesota?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Okay.
Prairies.
Well, it's been a while. When are you going to do a radio show?
I'm going to start right now. I moved the addresses. So I moved in with a girlfriend, and now, you know, I got my own internet connection and my own long distance and shit, you know, really stepped up in the world for radio broadcasting. Before, I didn't have an internet connection to my house, and so I did kind of be doing a show when I got the chance to, and, you know, you kind of want to have a bit of privacy when you're doing a show. So it's not like you can just, you know, be going off about them niggers and shit, you know, in front of old ladies and stuff, you know. They're just not going to like that, so.
So
this is a sad thing, you know. Back in the good old days, you know, you could just go off about niggers. And not my girlfriend, she knows my views, you know. She knows my views. Right off the beginning, I was like, you know what, if we're going to be in a relationship, this is the way I feel. And, you know, I don't like the Jews. You know, I'm kind of like you, where I'll talk to some niggers, but, you know, it's not like I'm going to fucking lay down my life for them or, you know, really go so far as to call them a friend. But, you know, if you're in terms of shitty terms, basically, it's not like, you know, you have to go your way to, like, have some death fucking wish upon yourself by sitting there constantly. You know, it's like, whatever, if you can just agree to disagree sometimes, it's better, you know, than always fighting it out for death. But,
okay, so you,
but, you know,
found
I'm
your
for,
girlfriend.
I'm for
you
death.
Found your
yep.
New,
oh, yeah, yeah. Living with a girlfriend.
Found your new girlfriend. What,
oh,
last
we've been together for a year and a half now, so.
Oh, okay, so you've
yep.
moved in or something like that?
Yeah, moved in with her. Okay. So,
all right. And for the benefit of the cards at the Manzer Barrel, she's over 13, right?
Yeah, she is over 13. She's actually 26, so
Well, over 13 here.
Yeah, more than double 13, actually, 26. Yeah, she might be 27, you know. So, you know, she knows my obsession with teeny boppers, I call them, you know. I'll even get her to be a teeny bopper sometime, you know. I, like, you know, dress up like this. And, you know,
okay.
You know what I mean? You know, it's just, you know, put your hair in pigtails, you know. I want fucking that teeny bopper look. And, you know, she always is always, like, gets a kind of, like, oh, no, kind of fucking, oh, shit, you know, whenever she gets, whenever I tell her that, because she knows what's coming, you know. Nothing
well,
crazy.
I've said, and actually Sally has said here,
yeah, it's just
that it's not so much of training, you know, your woman to be white nationalist or to be Christian identity or anything like that. It's rather a matter of essentially having your woman be loyal to you.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
Know, rather than to insist that she essentially be loyal to something she may or may not agree with here.
Yeah. I mean, that's like Eva Braun. Fucking Hitler liked her because she knew nothing about politics. And that was Hitler's advice on choosing a good woman is fucking get a woman that knows nothing about politics, doesn't want to know nothing about politics, just wants to follow her man and be good to her man. And in turn, if she's married to a white man, you're going to produce white children, and then it's upon the man to teach those children what is right. So then you're producing children, offspring. But the woman just should know the only thing is pleasing her man is all that matters in life.
That's right. Being loyal to her husband.
And essentially squeezing out, I
pointed out that the Chinese used to measure a shoulder not according to how tall it was from the feet to his head, but how far it was from the feet to his shoulders, because they looked at it, a head on a soldier was a useless appendage which would only be lopped off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially, the soldier wasn't supposed to actually think. He was essentially, you know, just measured from his feet to his shoulders.
Yeah.
So I've gone ahead and said that women, in many cases here, depending on whether or not they breastfeed, should be measured only from, well, from their feet to their pussy or to maybe their nipples here,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they breastfeed.
Yeah.
And in many cases, it is a, you know, I've gone ahead and told people in many cases that trying to teach females Christian identity usually does not work out too well. Because they become like Clint Downey, or they become something like that. I tell John Britton he's doing the right thing of going ahead and teaching all his little split tails Mormonism to where they learn to be obedient to men.
Yeah.
They essentially learn that when they believe in preexistence, and when they go ahead and come back as souls, the ones who are not as well born, you know, become niggers and gooks and, you know, red niggers.
Well, that's the thing is the Mormons are starting
like
to accept
that.
Niggers. You know, there's some nigger Mormons now, you know, like, it's just liberalism is like a disease.
So 1979, Mormonism is pretty well declined.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
It's pretty well, you have, you know, on Survivor.
Well, there's no Mormons left,
you
know.
You have gay Mormons. You have faggot Mormons.
Exactly. All the real Mormons left,
mean?
And they're just in an offshoot Mormon like the FLDS now, where they're like, hey, we're going to be fucking Mormon, you know? Like, we're going to have multiple wives. We're going to live in a colony.
Yeah, that's
and
why
they're pretty,
that's
I respect them. When I saw that,
FLDS, I have respect for Warren Jeffs here. I mean, essentially, he's, you know, he's practicing the Mormon faith like what Joseph Smith and Brigham Young.
He does come.
You know,
he comes across as kind of a douchebag, though. Warren Jeffs. He doesn't have that leadership potential. You know, he doesn't have that look to him. Like Mitt Romney, he's got that presidential movie star Hollywood look to him. You know, like for president, like Ronald Reagan did.
Yeah. Well, so, you've heard the rumor that he's going to go ahead and maybe pick old Congo Lisa Rice here, you know what I mean?
Oh, geez, that would be a good move, though, you know? You're thinking, like, that's what, well, fucking so many of these white nationalists, they don't understand is you have to...
Well, I don't understand
do,
either.
Oh, yeah, you don't understand, yeah, but it's just, you got to do shit like that. You got to pander sometimes and to get what you want. And Mitt Romney's not running on a fucking, he's not running on a white nationalist platform, you know? But, like, boy, nationalists, they'll never get anywhere. They don't realize that, oh, yeah, working in Congress, if you actually get a white nationalist group involved in Congress, there's going to be fucking black senators and shit, and you can't be there like, you fucking nigger, blah, blah, and the congressman, man, you're going to get kicked out, you know? Like, you got to argue your cause.
I think that, you know, essentially picking a well, he's going to go ahead and supposedly choose Mark Rubio.
Well, look at David Duke recently. David Duke, fucking nigger congressman he's endorsing. Like, that's, you know, well, that never really
David
thought.
David Duke is endorsing a nigger congress critter?
I think so, yeah. I think he's the ex-Black Panther guy. Yeah. David Duke, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe money has exchanged hands.
Oh,
money,
yeah,
or filthy,
yeah.
Here. That's
yeah.
The only two things that David Duke likes.
He's in it for the money. Oh, yeah, for sure. He's like John DeNugent, but successful, you know? Like, he's actually a successful version of John DeNugent, you know? Like, he's a panhandling now. Like,
the Nuge went ahead and sent me a nasty email.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I had to contact him again, and now the Nuge goes ahead and contacts me. You know, I'm on the spam list, on the Nuges. I'm on the news. I call them the nut job, but I'm on the news's spam list.
Oh, jeez, man. Yeah.
Well, lucky me.
Yeah. You should post his fucking, that's funny, because I'm not, you know, you should post his appeal for money as, like, you know, because I've seen him, like, you know, one guy from Iceland or something donated, like, you know, I don't know, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but the news made this, like, certificate up. And fucking, like, yeah, okay, this is like, you know, if I'm the next Hitler, this thing's going to be worth a fortune, you know? Like, here's a personal letter of thanks from the news.
Well, he's crazier, as
yeah.
Don Pauly says. He's mm-hmm. crazier than a shithouse rat. We got
yeah.
very blue eyes here.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
blue gray eyes too here, so.
Yeah. Apparently he colors his, he photoshops a lot of his pictures, though, with his eyes, to, like, get them really, really blue, eh? Oh, yeah, because, like, a lot of times they'll come off brown, his eyes will be brown in pictures and, like, the news and shit and screenshots from the actual news show, and I think, but I don't know, I have blue eyes and I've never fucking seen my eyes come off brown in a picture, you know, so, I don't know, maybe he does have brown eyes and he just wears blue contacts. Like, he is a fucked up guy, you know, like, I'm pretty sure he had plastic surgery, too. A lot of people, you know, thought that he had plastic surgery, because when you look at his picture and he posted these pictures where he's like, oh, I cut myself shaving because my readers won't send in money, you know, you parasites. And fucking, he shaved, you know, he cut himself shaving with these cheap
Have you
razors.
Have you ever sent the news any Zog Bucks? I've not sent them anything.
Oh, hell no. I've just trolled them, you know, flamed, gotten in flame wars with Mysa. I actually used to think he was like one of the first guys before my delusions of the white nationalist movement were just fucking, he kind of brought me to light. This is a big turd. Don't get your hopes up, you know. But at first, you know, I was like, you know, he says, hey, this guy seems kind of interesting, you know, but then it just, you know, it just got to that point where, man, this is pathetic, you know, like, he was going to release some book, and then, he switched it to a video series, and then 8 hours of video he released on YouTube, and then that still wasn't the opener. The God opener is like, no, you got to send more money, the God opener that puts this shit together, that's going to make the 8 hours all, like, boom, in the first 5 minutes, so it's going to, whoa, awake the masses, you know, you got to send in more money, and then, you know, now I'm in a mold-infested hotel room, and send me money, you know, why are you reading my blog, you know, and it's kind of like, well, people like to read your blog just to laugh at you, you know, because a lot of the times, the shit he says, it's just, you know, he's just, you know, he's basically like a panhandler now, going, spare some change, you know, fucking, you know, save yourself.
Well, I heard he went ahead and beat up his girlfriend, a long-time girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that was his fiancé, he said, but, you know, who knows what was proper and
well,
what was real, you know.
He went ahead and beat up his long-term
yeah.
girlfriend. She
yeah,
got tired
Margaret Hoffestickler, yeah.
And then he went ahead and he was living in a motel room here and doing a bunch of crazier shit than usual here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know, has he found himself another girlfriend, or is he
I don't know. He had like I remember he had an ad up for like a woman basically, and I found his profile on I came across his profile on a dating site actually. It's funny this because I just always search for shit on him, just search for shit like John D. Nugget, faggot, or just shit like that, and type those in. I came across a not wasn't a male dating site, it was just male female, but the nudes had taken to computer dating, to find himself a woman, so I should have signed up for an account.
He's on Match.com and eHarmony.com and all this good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, yeah, because he was on one of them, so he's probably on them all now, But, the news, he needs a victim, he needs a poor woman to, he needs to leech onto her. Like, the news is worse than a Jew, he spouts a false fucking doctrine of this Salutrian nonsense, and it's like...
I think there probably were Cro-Magnons in.
I'm not bashing that.
It's sort of like the Creatards. It's not really a religion.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of critters running around pretending they have religion when they don't have a religion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't doubt that either, though, that there maybe were Salutrians, but why would you try to start a movement on, we were here first, and then we got wiped out by the Indians, and then...
Got wiped out by the red niggers.
That doesn't say much,
I don't doubt that, but how are you going to make a religion out of it?
Exactly. Well, what he's doing is he's trying to pull a... he thinks he's, the next Hitler. That was beautiful when Henrik Jalapa, when he came out and fucking... Because I got screenshots of that shit on Stormfront, the original post.
Well,
for Stormfront, I got that shit screenshotted. It's just like Henrik Jalapa lays it out like John the Nugget is a fucking delusional faggot, blah, blah, blah. Like, here's the shit, I've been holding this in for like 3 years, but the guy's a fucking lunatic. I lived with him for like, that was a little Finnish guy, Henrik Jalapa. That was with him, his first one, his first protege. But apparently Henrik Jalapa was just looking for asylum in the United States. So John the Nuge wrote to him, like, well, here's a nice-looking young boy. Fucking the Nuge writes him, like, hey, I'll fucking apply.
I don't know. I don't know if they had a homosexual relationship.
I don't think Henrik Jalapa is a homosexual either. I think
he was just a Finnish kid who didn't We're moving into Finland. I went on this boat here from Stockholm to Helsinki, and I actually like, Finland better. I like Sweden here. Sweden is just, the people are handsome-looking bums here.
The country
is beautiful, but they're just a bunch of fucking communists here.
They're bigger lovers extraordinaire. That's what I mean. That's why I find Anders Breivik heroic for what he did. He made a statement.
Yeah, well, essentially what happens is that he's essentially saying is that, what he had to do, he did what he had to do.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to save his people is what he said here.
More than all these computer tards, have ever done. They all say like, he's, so Israel, like Zionist, but... really, a homeland for the Jews, send them all there, man,
Not really. I went ahead and read what he actually said.
That's a lot, yeah.
And essentially what he ended up saying is that I went ahead and killed a bunch of traitors and baby traitors and MUDs because essentially, these traitors are destroying our country as a racial country for Norwegians. And essentially, they had to be punished.
Yep.
They had to die.
Yeah,
and folks, that's not a bit different. That's not a bit different than what I say all the time on this show. So, well, it sounds like you end up having someone telling you what to do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He did what had to be done, basically. Yeah.
Anyway, are we keeping you from anything?
No. Just, the woman came up and was like, what are you talking about? No, she's okay. She's okay. Everything's good.
Well, maybe you go ahead and make... Bolshevik show some Saturday night here, and he can explain what you see in gangster Bolshevism here.
I'm more about the Christian rationality now, you know, than we'll work with the gangster Bolshevists to basically get a movement started, you know. That's what I kind of think the gangster Bolshevism is about, just kind of, you know, fellow people with our similar interests working together for a common good. But I'm more a Christian rationality where I, you know, think that true Christians, we can stick together and, you know, when it comes down time, we can stick together and then, you know, maybe, you know, log out our own little areas after. But
me and Appy have our differences here. I think he's just a little leprous armadillo
retard
myself here.
Yeah, here's your little land. You know, here's Pastor Martin's land. I'll be in between. There'll be Cain there. We'll have our buffer zone, you know.
I went ahead and looked for a license to go ahead and buy. And from what I gather, there's not any, you know, V-Book 3.0 licenses or 4.0 licenses.
Yeah.
You know, use licenses to actually buy here.
Yeah.
Pretty well, their heyday of selling licenses was way back in, 2009, 2010, when essentially they were going ahead and changing it from, you know, version 3.8 to version 4.0. And essentially they don't have any licenses to go ahead and buy or sell here, which is, well, I guess somewhat of a pain here.
Yeah.
But in any case, where was I? I don't know. I mean, you know, pretty well I've sort of gotten used to the, you know, to the forum as it, you know, for as it is.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with upgrading, but, you know, it's more kind of on Cain because he's the, you know, the administrator and stuff, and, you know, if he wants to upgrade, he wants to upgrade, but I kind of, you know, the forum is just more kind of a shout box, you know, that's really all. I like to walk into the shout box, and it's so funny because the queer barrel tards, they just copy and paste pretty much everything. It's all documented.
Well, the queer barrel tards, they're sort of like between me and Oba Gender Bender. What happens is that essentially what it is sort of like one of these Blake Edwards shows where you end up having, you know, you had Dudley Moore and you had Julia Andrews here. Essentially what you had is
but those shows would work. The queer barrel just doesn't work. It's not funny.
What they do is that they just go ahead and they, you know, everybody has a little telescope. You know, Oba Gender Bender and Mumps Nuts and the rest, they're looking at what's going on in my forum. I'm going ahead and looking what's going on over on Cornhole or Pistol Mamseries and 2.5 Mamsers.
Yeah.
I'm going ahead and, you know, I'm looking at what they're doing and they're going ahead and looking to see what I'm doing. Same way with, you know, between you and the Mamser Barrel or the Queer Barrel and the real Four Fags Thieves. And, I mean, essentially what happens is that you have them looking and seeing what you're doing. And occasionally you're looking back and seeing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Is that about the size of it?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, I mean,
the queer barrel is, Paco, he chimped out, like, we're talking, you know, if we're on a scale of 1 to 10, this was like a 12, like, where Krieger was...
Well, old Pacolese has what? He has a, red nigger or a beaner. Grandfather or great-grandfather. He's a quarter-race beaner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? On his hibernated mother's side.
Yeah.
And, I mean, essentially, he's just sort of a weak character here, and he's playing sobered up.
Stephen Brower, Intrepid, he just got stick-niggered. And Streetwalker Barbie, there, she got stick-niggered. And,
stick-niggered?
Oh, Intrepid, though, fucking, and gelded, fucking, he got stick-niggered. And I think, Streetwalker Harpy got fucking banned at the Stumble Inn.
She got banned at Stumble Inn.
Yeah, because she got fucking Jacob the Monster, that guy, his real name. She found it out, so
well,
I have to try and get in there.
She was digging around, and essentially she got all pissed off because Zed was telling her is that, hey, you don't call, you know, this is not the Manzer Barrel. You don't call instead a pedophile. You know, I mean, we're not going to have this shit over here.
Yeah.
I mean, basically what happens in Gildan, he sort of thought that he could go ahead and call me, you know, call me a child molester over a stumbling like they were doing over on the Manzer Barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's pretty well, you know, I mean, what happens is that stumbling worked. And the reason it worked is there were some sort of rules. You don't go and stalk people. You don't go ahead and call them child molesters without proof.
Yeah.
You don't go ahead and do all this shit. I mean, essentially, we got a bunch of people. We got to go ahead and live here, and therefore there ought to be some rules. So essentially, these rules need to be enforced. Well, Ben went ahead and told old, as I call her, nigger-humping Yenta, walking Barbie here, that essentially she's going to have to go ahead and obey the rules.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, in Gelgit, he sort of thought he could pull whatever crap he wanted over on Stumblin.
Yeah.
And I just went ahead and pointed out to him, and said, hey, you violated Stumblin rules, so I get to violate the rule about going ahead and outing you.
Yeah.
And he was stupid enough in the, you know, in the Manzer Barrel shout box to go ahead and admit that Steve Brower was his real name.
Yeah.
And as a result, well, you screwed up here because, look, in Gelgit, you're what? You're a 30-year-old shit-sucking Manzer who looks like he's 40 from all the, you know, from all the dick you've been sucking.
Yeah.
You have a little band which has niggers and spicks in it. I don't think they're going to be very amused at you being a so-called vice president and then a little secret wannabe shit-skin man's a racist by not here. I don't think they're going to be pleased with that.
Oh, I don't think so either. Because he can't even sing. He can't sing for shit. You know, you can't sing for nothing.
He just sort of picked the guitar, but, you know, hell is.
Yeah.
I mean, I went ahead and looked at the little thing here, and essentially here he is sort of bellowing, you know, and essentially what he's bellowing is about how much he does not like white people.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, he's like all these other, you know, these, all these other Manzers who live in New York or L.A., they look down upon us so-called trailer trash who live in flyover country.
Yeah.
And, you know, old Aunt Ragnar was sort of worried I would go ahead and fight with him. I said, no, I don't have a problem with you.
Yeah, he took off, too. He's been gone for a while, but he was chimping out on Twitter today. There's a big Scientology break. Big time, you know, big time Scientology shit happening right now. So it's kind of a coincidence. You know, everyone's like, oh, where's old Regno? You know, and he's nowhere to be heard of right now, but Tony Ortega is going crazy on his Twitter, and I noticed, like, Tony Ortega won't tweet shit. When Il Regno's real busy, you know, over at the Stumble Inn and the Beer Barrel and the Fora, he'll be going chimping out there, and his Twitter account will be, for Tony Ortega's Twitter account, will be nothing, you know, it'll be the bare minimum, you know, like, here's a new story I wrote, bam. But lately, you know, he hasn't been over there at all, and, you know, his Twitter account's going crazy, you know, like, oh, Scientology thing coming off, like, every fucking hour, like, for an hour, you know, he's tweeting shit out. So,
He's pretty well, you know, I've gone ahead and noticed that there's not so many posts anymore. What happens is that Nigger Humping Gore or Street Walking Barbie, she moved back, and essentially a lot of people didn't much like her there, and they stick
no,
Nigger
no one
her
likes
at.
Her. Yeah, no one likes her. I remember she used to call into the Stumble In radio, and, you know, and that's kind of the thing. When the Stumble In was really working good was when Chief Elkins was there, you know. He kind of... He had a firm but steady hand, you know, like fucking, okay, you keep Zed in line, you know, the wise Indian, you know. But he just, you know, without him in there, he's kind of, you know, he is the guiding light of the form, you know. Like, he's the one who brought you into the stumble in, I think. He gave you the sub-form, and Zed was totally against that, you know. But boom, and now your sub-form's gone there, you know, once fucking Chief Elkins left.
I've sort of died down here, but I've sort of urged that, you know, some people, you know, Appy, maybe Kane, maybe brought back Stumbling, but essentially they'd be put in their own little card corrals.
Yeah.
Well, they don't, you know, Appy's problem in that, if you want to go ahead and read Appy's stuff here, and there'll be a place we can go ahead and see Appy. you know, and sort of stir them up with a palate flat or whatever here.
Yeah, yeah.
And have Appy go ahead and be Appy here. That's fine here.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want, you don't want Appy, you do not want Apollonian running wild on the entire freaking forum, going ahead and putting leprous armadillo turds all over the place.
Oh, yeah, because you could really have them, because everyone will go in there to cause their shit, you know, with them, you know? Like, cause everyone will jump in there.
I've gone ahead and said that Stumbleland has become somewhat of a nursing home, and essentially we need to go ahead and have a few little zoo animals and a few little three-ring, you know, one-ring circuses, essentially to go ahead and liven stuff up here.
Yeah.
And they have sort of listened here, but I don't see anybody, you know, talking about it. I don't know. You might go ahead and talk, see whether or not Apollonia wants to go back to Stumbleland.
Yeah, I don't know if he would or not. I think he's kind of, because if you have Jakob's Monster there, that's the thing. It's,
well, you don't have Jakob's Monster. It was J.A. Whiteman who actually asked for Appy to be banned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he used to be okay. J.A. Whiteman's the one who brought Appy to stumble in, you know, and I'd read Appy's shit, you know, long before he came to this.
Well, I was all together for Appy being allowed to be there, but I always thought he ought to be. He ought to be sort of confined to his own little section of it.
To where Appy could be. I don't know, but the whole circle
Essentially, if you go over to dick with Appy here in his own little tart corral, you deserve whatever the hell you get.
Yeah.
But not have Appy running around like a leprous armadillo, leaving that leprous armadillo shit all over the place here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And essentially, I don't know, you might go ahead and discuss with Appy, maybe Kane, you know, same thing, and essentially have them posting on Stumbleland in their own little, you know, sub-forums.
Yeah.
And that's what Breckenridge Elkins did. He was very good at what I call racial federalism or political federalism.
Yeah.
Essentially what it boils down to is...
He's a wise Indian, yeah.
He wanted me to have my own sub-forum and bring in traffic to, you know, to stumble in by going ahead and posting what I wanted to post and essentially let me go ahead and run my, you know,
that's pretty much gangster bullshitism. That's pretty much gangster. See, Kane was ahead of his time, kind of. I think Breck probably influenced Kane in the early beginnings, because Kane totally coined it, you know, fucking gangster bullshitism.
Well, I don't know about the gangster. I'm not really into the gangster bullshitism myself.
Well, I know you're not,
Even though I call myself, you know, Pastor Martin Luther Drzezinski Lindstedt here.
Felix
Drzezinski, you know, had some Mongol or Tartar blood here, and, you know, he did love that Jew pussy, and he certainly did serve the Bolsheviks. Policeman. The reason I've gone ahead and said that is that essentially, I went ahead and posted this post, you know, by Phipps here, that essentially, you know, you end up having a worthless population that essentially needs and I think wants to die.
Yeah.
I've been sort of surprised by all the zombie pictures here to where essentially people are viewed as being essentially nothing more than zombies.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much how it is.
And that is how the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm sort of looking at, you know, I'm pretty well, you know, I'm pretty well allowing, you know, it looks like, Mumpsnuts was here for a little while. Mumpsnuts came back, and you end up having these idiots, check of Vancouver, you know, Washington or whatever here.
Yeah, I know.
I went ahead and blocked this nitwit here because he went ahead and blocked me. But to be honest with you, old fucked up Chuck ain't usually worth, you know, bothering. You know, ain't usually worth bothering about because he's just a tard here. And the rest of these characters are just a bunch of nimtards and pisser poppins, and you know they're a bunch of idiots here.
Oh yeah,
and, you know, that's all they are, and they don't have anything really.
Yeah.
Go ahead, and you know, so as a result, I don't really mind them making ass clowns of themselves as long as they don't spam the Talk Shoe show here. But what happens is that essentially Talk Shoe has gone ahead and sort of cut down on the ability to go ahead and make a whole bunch of spam as well.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, too many tards, you know, calling in and just got nothing to say and just shouting things and stuff. So, you know, yeah, well, that's good. TalkShoe is a good broadcasting network, I think. You know, it, you know, records it, everything, you know, so it's all free. So I don't know why Breck was so big on buying a Blog Talk Radio license, because, you know, it's no different. There's I don't see any difference in Blog Talk, except for you can play, you know, really shitty-sounding quality music, you know, but...
Well, you're able to go ahead and play a little bit better-sounding music, but you can only go ahead and talk for an hour a night here. On TalkShoe...
You can go 3 hours.
Is that... Well, you can go... You used to be able to go, what, at 4 hours and 50 minutes...
Holy.
You would be, you know, at 4 hours and 50 minutes, you would be invited to go ahead and press star 69 or 67 or something. You go for another hour, and then you go ahead and then press for another hour.
Oh, yeah.
And I had one show that was 12 seconds less than 6 hours.
That was
back, I guess, in my iron days here,
yeah,
of the summer of 2010.
If you go
to 4 hours and 50 minutes, what happens is that, you know, all of a sudden, without any warning,
yeah,
just go ahead and just get booted off the TalkShoe. I've had that happen.
Oh, yeah, that kind of sucks.
And what I do with this show is I go ahead and create a number of breaks. I go ahead and put the sections together.
Yeah.
And essentially, I go ahead and put a musical interlude between the sections. And I try to go ahead and keep the sections no more than about, 45 minutes.
Yeah, you really do good.
How long I'm talking to you. Let's see here. Well, we've been talking for about 36 minutes. Would you want to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break?
Yeah, sure.
Come back? All right, let's just go ahead and do that. And we're going to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break, and then we'll come back with Jacob Israel from the great
Fortune,
you know, from Soviet Kazakhstan. Hail Ricky, folks.
Too thin the line that charged the heights and scrambled in the flames. Too thin the eastern township scoff who showed them all the way. And perhaps had you not fallen, you might be what Brock became. But not one in 10,000 knows your name. To say the name MacDonald, it would bring no bugle call. But the redcoats stayed beside you when they saw the general fall. 'Twas MacDonald raised the banner then and set the heights aflame. But not one in 10,000 knows your name. You brought the field all standing with your courage and your luck. But unknown to most, you're lying there beside old General Brock. So you know what it is to scale the heights and fall just short of fame. And have not one in 10,000 known your name. Now the general on his tower stands alone, and there's lichen on MacDonald carved upon that weathered stone. In a corner of the monument to glory you could claim but not one in 10,000 oceanies. You brought the field all standing with your courage and your luck, but unknown to most, you're lying there beside old General Brock. So you know what it is to scale the heights and fall just short of fame. And I'm not one in 10,000, know your name. Ah, oh, you brought the field outstanding with your courage and your luck, but unknown to most, you're lying there beside old General Brock. So you know what it is to scale the heights and fall just short of fame, and have not one in 10,000 know your name.
Okay, folks, somehow I managed to go ahead and, hang myself up here. sort of like Brian Rio, and Victor Switzer here. Anyway, I managed to go ahead and hit the wrong button on my cell phone and pretty well hang myself up. I noticed that Andy Donner seemed to come in from, wherever he was at here. He lives around in, he lives on the left coast here. And he lives in the north, great northwest homeland here. And looks like I had a few, about the same old tards here. And essentially this show is pretty well kicked back and relaxed here.
Yeah.
What I think, I went ahead and held it 15 minutes, officially 15 minutes later, because the guy I usually have call in, Russ Walker, he is on vacation in the northeast here. He's chasing beavers and muskrats with his juicer here.
Yeah.
He's avoiding the North Carolina heat wave.
We got a heat wave down here too.
On
the prairies. It's not like, deadly heat wave, but it's hot. It's hot, too hot in the during the day, it's about maybe 110 about Fahrenheit, so it's not like crazy, but for us, it's hot, because we're not used to that hot.
I didn't know it got that hot up there.
Oh, yeah. Where I am, it's just hot, and it's like goes to about 110 Fahrenheit, and then, that's pretty hot, about to 100, maybe 98, around there. Usual for about this time is about 100, eh? But, right now, 98, 95, and right now it's, 110, about that. And it's, that's, kind of like heat wave we're in right now, but right now it's nice. It's, cools off in the evening nicely. So, I'm just sitting outside and smoking tobacco in my pipe and, talking about the movement herd, so it's, good times.
Okay.
But in the winter, cold. Winter time, it gets freezing cold. We get blizzards and stuff, and yeah.
Do you keep up with Mike Mazzone still?
I don't know. I haven't talked to that guy in a while. We just connect for a while on the internet, and then he just kind of goes off and does his own thing. And I think it's just kind of the internet, just because you just get kind of bored of it after a while, eh? Just, I think you get sick of the shit too, eh? All the drama.
Sarah Palin didn't run for Presidente, El Presidente.
Yeah.
I guess he got sort of, tired, usually waiting here. Old Mike Mazzone wants to go ahead and stalk famous women here.
I know. I think he's off on a mission probably, because that's usually what happens. Because he usually comes back and makes it known he's back. But I sent him a Facebook request under sock puppets, but I should maybe tell him who I am, because he don't know who it is. I just sent him a friend request, but he doesn't know who it is, so maybe I should send that. But I don't know if he's even been on Facebook, but Facebook gets kind of boring, too, you know. It's just kind of everyone's so addicted to the Internet. It's the perfect Zog kind of mind control, eh?
Well, with Facebook here, it has gotten, you know, it's...
Oh, it's like right for the eyes.
A couple of years ago, I used to play Mafia Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not played Mafia Wars for over a year or so.
Oh, yeah.
Year and a half or something like that. It used to be, you know, and I sort of think that, what was Facebook? Essentially, it's gone the same way as Google, and Google's gone the same way as Yahoo, to where what you end up getting is that they get successful, and then they get to where they think they can go ahead and censor, be it Nazis or what have you.
Yeah.
I remember way back in October of 1997, you know, I'm not sure who got banned first off of GeoCities.
Yeah.
I got banned, and this coach called Alex Curtis from San Diego, who was a net Nazi lone wolf, what have you, he got kicked off of GeoCities, same as I did.
Yeah.
And essentially what happens, Yahoo said, no, we're not going to allow ourselves to be censored. But they lost a case in Frogistan, a.k.a. in France, to where they were not allowed, you know, supposedly they said you're not allowed to sell Nazi, you know, stuff from, well, the Nazi regime here from 1933 to 1945. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Essentially, Yahoo, instead of just simply telling the frog, you know, judge to go ahead and piss off when started censoring stuff off here, even stuff that really, well, who gives a crap if I have some racist stuff and talk about niggers and Jews on my webpage? And essentially, I'm not quite sure which one, you know, we got, you know, me and this Alex Curtis, he was a fairly famous character back then here in 1997. And essentially, he stayed on AOL, Asian Online, and when he had a bunch of racist web pages and stuff like that, so did I on my own, you know, particular, you know, subform. But I got kicked off of GeoCities just like Alex Curtis did.
Yeah, that's like Jess and John. They got their Facebook group got fucking boom. It's gone, wiped off the map.
It got kicked off of Facebook. Oh, by what? Oh, six, seven, you know, five, you know. Let's see. Oh, it was about 2 months before old JT Ready in early May. You know, so
April 8th,
I think in March or so.
Yeah.
JT Ready went ahead and, you know, that G-boy.
Just fucking Facebook Holocaust, eh? Just boom, one by one. But the funny thing is, like, why would you want to use that? You know, to talk about fucking.
They went ahead and started censoring people off of Facebook.
Yeah.
And then they had this bogus, you know, internet, you know, stock option here where essentially Goldman Sachs was screwing people who were stupid enough to pay for $38 for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, essentially Facebook went ahead and revealed itself to be essentially a hollow place here. And then once you go ahead and you start kicking people off, you know, your service, I mean, essentially these people go ahead and figure out and say, well, I guess I don't really need Facebook, do I?
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, and then once people go ahead and figure out they don't really need Facebook,
guess what? Yeah, value drops.
Well, so does that, you know, so do a whole bunch of other people. Do I really need what I use Facebook for? If I'm going to be censored, if I'm going to go ahead and be banned or something like that, if I go ahead and do this, do I really need JewBook?
Yeah, exactly.
What I've seen is that JewBook, I think, essentially made the same mistake that Google did of censoring people, and they go ahead, you know, get your own free blog. Well, guess what? Brian Reel went ahead and took down my Google blog.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm trying to go ahead and think of a way to go ahead and bring it back up on WordPress. I may just simply decide, well, say, screw going ahead and put it back up the original blog. I'll go ahead and start another, you know, new blog on WordPress.
Well, no, what's nice is the Joogle, the cache, whatever the fuck it is, the cache pages, is it'll be like, oh, it's got removed, but there's it was once a month, your computer will just automatically wipe everything clean, probably. But it just it basically records every single thing that comes up, eh? So you can look for it.
Well, Google pissed off Apple by going ahead and finding a way to go ahead and get into Apple's Safari browser when they weren't supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
And that pissed off Apple. Well, what happens, Microsoft, which is a competitor of Google, went ahead and caught them doing the same thing. And, in many cases, this greed and stupidity is going to go ahead and get you in trouble.
Yeah.
I think in the case of Facebook, since you went ahead and brought it up, since they started going ahead, I mean, Jet and John was on for about a week or two after, Harold Covington got kicked off here. And essentially, Mike John went ahead and told, Covington's group, is that I'm the one who went ahead and dropped the shekel on you. I went ahead and kicked you off here.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, Mike John,
about 2 months later, JT Reddy used to be on, Covington's Facebook page. He goes ahead and he goes nutsoid and goes ahead and kills Mudshark's daughter, Mudshark's Beaner, granddaughter.
Yeah.
And, essentially I'm trying to tell Covington is that, well, hey, maybe it's a good thing that you no longer have a Facebook page here.
Yeah.
And, maybe it's a good thing because essentially this JT Reddytard was running around demanding censorship.
Yep.
Steve Elder was demanding censorship.
Yep.
The stupid tantric fly or twat named Claudia something or another, Chadwick was demanding, that I be censored.
Yep.
And essentially, maybe it's a good thing that old Mike John went ahead and dropped the dime on you.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mike John, I'm pretty sure he's got some Indian blood. I'm pretty sure he...
What he did is he went ahead and admitted he's just like APOC and Victor Schlitzer, he went ahead and admitted that he had a great grandmother who was a teepee crawler. And
I remember that.
And they called him Chief Running Card and made fun of him, big time here. I think Jet John went ahead and admitted to being a mamzer of some sort.
Yeah. A lot of times, he'd be like, what do you think of that if, a guy marries a, beaner or Filipino or something, or I don't know.
The Mamzer barrel.
Yeah.
What it became was just nothing more than Mamzers pretend to be good white men.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and said, shoot, what happens is you Mamzers pretend to be good white men have gone ahead and essentially stick niggers or banned or kicked out the what I call the real white men.
Yeah.
And, essentially that's what you end up having over on the Mamzer barrel. I mean, essentially it's just nothing but Jews and Mamzers pretend to be white men and they're not.
Exactly. And the thing I got a laugh at
Ann Nookie and old nigger tits.
Mm-hmm.
I call her nigger tits.
Yeah.
Essentially, she's looking for Whigger input, and she's not interested in shitty boob Kentucky Chomo Bollinger's input. And meanwhile, he's just going ahead and saying, I'll lick your unbleached Mamzer's bunghole, or show us your tits, or something like that.
Yeah, I know, totally.
I mean, you have these characters, and they don't know how to, they don't know how to freaking act here.
But I also find it so funny because the Mamzer barrel is just such an offshoot to stumble in. It's so pathetic. It's just a complete copy. It's even got, now they even have they gave the DSCI tards there with their tard version of DSCI, the Pastor Visser, or the Vis Pisser Possum.
Well, what annoyed me, I noticed this about a week ago. I don't go there more than once every couple days here.
Yeah.
And see if there's anything new. What they did is that it used to be a subforum. Well, see, what happens is that Jaybird went ahead, he panicked when Brian Real was bitching about it, So I simply said, well, why don't you simply go ahead and put it in an administrative section where nobody, unless they're an administrator, could see, even see it. Just go ahead and remove it from, you know, from the sight of everyone, regular visitors, whatever here. So what they did is the Jaybird went ahead and just simply just nuked the entire thing. And he did it without the Apocalypse, agreement. Well, what happens is that he goes ahead and nukes the entire thing, and then Apocalypse says, well, you gotta understand is that in Jones and Jaybird, they wanted to go ahead, and they didn't really want you over there anyway. Essentially, they just went ahead and banned you and nuked you out here, because Brian Real was, demanding it. Over on Stumbling, what they did is that they went ahead and took my forum out of the sight of whoever, you had to be a registered user in order to see it. And they went ahead and banned old Victor Switzer, Mumps That Flyer, Bill DeCluse, and Jeremy Visser. They just went ahead and banned them because, essentially, old Victor Switzer and Mumps That were going ahead and spotting for Brian Real. So they went ahead and banned his ass. But they went ahead and they kept they only deleted a post where I was talking about Brian Real and his, little ambulance chasing, Guido Mamser, Chicken Ray Mariani, Cousin Ray Chicken, Mariani.
Mm-hmm.
They never actually went ahead and deleted the post. They just went ahead and put it, in a higher level security where I couldn't see it. So essentially most of my forum is still up there. It's just you have to be a member to go ahead and see it.
Oh, yeah, I remember, too. I got sent a password for, just to be... I didn't even know there was
What happens, Apocalypse went ahead, essentially, by my own action simply said is that, hey, you have Mumpstuff liability clue. So they went ahead and found out Mumpstuff was essentially there here, and he was spotting for Brian Real, and essentially banned old Mumpstuff here. And Mumpstuff was whining about it, and Brian Real was whining... Who does Beer Bell think they're fooling here? You still got listed material. Well, okay. So it goes over to HostGator. They go ahead and they transfer it over to HostGator. It goes on and on, and eventually Brian Real goes ahead and disappears. The reason Brian Real disappears is that what I did, this was a thing made by Anchor's Activist. Essentially what I did is I had a Brian Real picture. If he is wanting to make a DMCA, complaint, I just go ahead and, I wouldn't really take it down. I'd go ahead and put it to where essentially only I and the administrators of my forum go ahead and see it. I didn't really remove it. And what I will do, just like when Jeremy Visser was plotting to go ahead and steal most of that trust fund, I'd go ahead and write up what was going on at the time and then go ahead and put it in an invisible forum, and then a couple months, six, 8 months later, when essentially I made a break with Jeremy Visser, well, guess what? You can see that, I'm simply saying about Visser's thievery, as it was going on here, and essentially you can, I go ahead and set it up the original, and if I want to go ahead and add some links to it, I go ahead and make a copy of that particular post. But it's revealed sometimes, like when Liar Bill the Clueless, that idiot, that retard went ahead and, essentially I was able to go ahead and see his storefront account because he left the password and the rest of it on there where I could see it. I mean, for about, 9 months, I went ahead and didn't tell anybody other than Pastor John Britton that, I was able to read Mumpstuff's storefront, thing here. Well, the thing about Liar Bill is that he's such a retard that all Liar Bill could think of doing. Here, hold on. I gotta go ahead and plug in my cell phone. All Liar Bill could think of doing was to go ahead essentially and plot to ban or censor some other little tard. That's all Liar Bill could think of doing.
Yeah, that's all he wanted
to do here.
He got all pissed off
when he was trying to go ahead and get old Clint down, Debbie Downey and her little meerkat band for bashing Catholicism. So he went up the chain of command up to Lycia, the Sperm Front Haggis, Then she went to old Jack Poot, and then Jack Poot went up to Don Black, and then Don Black said, well, old Clint Downey's an old comrade of mine. Whatever Clint Downey wants, Clint gets. And essentially went down, and old, you know, Mumpsnuff was told that he couldn't ban, you know, he couldn't ban or censor Clint, you know, Clint or little meerkat, and he just had his little shit fit, so he went in and resigned as the moderator.
Yeah.
And he didn't go ahead and show up at Stormfront for about 2 weeks. Well, what I used to do is, using Toshiba number one, I'd go ahead and see if old C.I. Chaplin was in, and then I'd just tuck in right behind him and essentially read and save his little private messages.
Yeah.
Essentially I didn't want old Mumpsnuff saying, well, last time you were here was, what, an hour ago, and he hadn't been on there for a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, he didn't show up. You know, he got pissed off after the first of the year. He went ahead and resigned. He didn't go ahead and show up, and probably I should have gone ahead and just, you know, logged on. But what happens is that essentially Settings went ahead and died on Toshiba number two. But I was going ahead and reading Mumpsnuff's private messages, and I was reading the sustaining members. I was reading the moderators.
Oh, that's great.
So, and well, it's not so great because you go ahead and you look at these people, and all they are is just idiots. They're just
idiot-minded.
That's
what I'm saying. It's great.
There's nothing really to go ahead and find out other than, yeah, they're petty-minded nitwits.
Yeah.
Who essentially live boring lives, and essentially all they do is just a little bit of minor backbiting and cornholing of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really nothing there to really pay attention to. And
yeah,
that's the way Mumpsnuff was. He's just a little rather low IQ retard is all he is.
Mm-hmm. It's basically,
yeah,
the movement turd in full effect, you know. It's just the
turds,
you know, sending each other private messages and wasting good time, you know, refuting each other in a quote form, you know. That's
yeah,
all it is.
You know, so, in many cases, there's not very much competence here. I mean, the reason I think that this show is on is that essentially, you know, pretty well, you know, and I've gone ahead and sort of seen that to where what's going on in the movement. And, you know, pretty well, I think, of course, the FBI goes ahead and downloads this show. Some people think the Papa Cat is an FBI.
Who cares?
They think a number of things. It doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter because, essentially, the movement, it's just nothing but TARDs. It's just
exactly
nothing but TARDs and, you know, greasers,
yep,
and Jews and mansers,
yep,
and nitwits and idiots.
Then one of them once in a while does something. You get the JT Reddys once in a while, the Kurt Maynards, you know, whatever his name
was. Well, occasionally,
occasionally
that's what the movement is about, is that most of the time it's just retards.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just, you know, sometimes just like JT Reddy, you'll end up having 15 minutes of psychotic fun. You know, 15 minutes of psychotic fun, you know, and all of a sudden, I mean, essentially you have a big old dust-up of, you know, totally violent, murderous psychopathy, like in the case of JT Reddy.
Yeah, and they could have done it for good, though, you know. They could have done something and actually made a difference, but no, they just did it.
Well, JT Reddy, I think, was a Jew boy. He was just lying.
Oh, probably. Self-hating.
There wasn't going to come any good out of him.
You know,
just like there ain't going to come any good out of Steve Elder. There's not going to come anything good out of Visser. Most of the time, there's not going to come anything good out of Nimtards or anything like that here.
Well, Visser looks like a mess.
I want to go ahead and tell you what I found out today here. A friend from the Nut House called me.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of Nut House called me, and essentially I went ahead and, I take care of my friends at the Nut House here. I send my friend who went ahead and killed his daddy with a claw hammer.
Mm-hmm.
His bloody mother has a lot of money. He isn't going ahead, really, and occasionally I'll go ahead and send him some money here.
Yeah.
I went ahead and bought a RCA CD player and sent him, send him that here. And I went ahead, and this other guy, he works, you know, he's at the nut house, and from my hearing, he's a criminal who decided to play nuts. See, what he did is that he had a problem with pigs, and he went ahead and stole a pig, you know, pigmobile, and tried to run over a pig with his own pigmobile.
Yeah, that's
and
pretty.
Rather than get 20, 30 years in prison for it, he decided to play nuts.
Yeah, but, well, he won them in the end. So I'd rather
he's still locked up in the nut house.
Yeah, but you know, in the end, compared to being locked up in prison, you know, it's probably a lot better in the nut house, you know.
Well, it depends. And, you know, there's some places like Biggs that are worse than prison here because you're locked up with a place like Gulman is better than prison. A place like Biggs is somewhat worse than prison.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on where you're at here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a big old fight with this 6'5", 300-pound maniac named Martin Burke.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, he was a homosexual. He's a cunning homosexual. And I had a big old fight with him on August, I think, 16th or 18th of 2006 here. And around the 1st of September, you know, he got arrested for forcible sodomy of somebody here.
Oh, yeah.
He stalked and ass raped this woman here. And, essentially, you know, he's a homosexual, and he had his friend who was a homosexual, too. Well, what happens is that this homosexual had been in the nut house. He'd gone ahead and killed and eaten portions of his gay lover. Anyway, he'd been giving me a hard time. Old Martin Burke would give me a hard time. But he always gets especially nutty in August, because the 1st of September is when he got sent to the nut house in 2003 or so here. Or 2002, 2003, something like that here. So he'd always get sort of nutty around, you know, in August. He'd get even, you know, he's psychotic as hell here. He's a violent, you know, maniac.
Yeah.
He went ahead and accused me of sending thoughts from the CIA here. He's a 6'5", 300-pound predator. But on the other hand, he had to laugh because there was this piece of shit he went ahead and accused of giving him special favors in turn for sexual favors named Jason Ewald. Jason was a piece of shit. So he went ahead and got that cocksucker, you know, put on administrative action here and to where he had to go ahead and work at the nut house laundry here, cleaning out all the towels for 90 days. So I liked him for doing that, but he was a complete psychotic, and essentially, him and I didn't like each other because essentially both of us pretty well got what we wanted as much as we could at the nut house. Anyway, I was on Ward B5 and he started going ahead and, you know, call me a child molester and all this sort of shit here. So essentially I got tired of his shit and I asked Roxy to go ahead and tell me, find out what him and, you know, Tom Tanner, Mrs. Burke were doing. I found out that Tom Tanner had gone ahead and killed his homosexual lover and eaten portions of him here, and then got turned loose and was back, you know, because he was a nut. And Martin Burke was there for forcible sodomy. So what happens is that the next day, it was a Friday, I called him Marty Dahmer and Tommy Dahmer.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, they freaked out. And Tom Tanner went ahead and started screaming at me here. So he got busted down to level one. Week one and sent back to B5, and then he tried to go ahead and he was a coward, but he was trying to go ahead and assault me at the dining room. So, you know, after 6 o'clock, old Martin Burke went ahead and essentially was trying to go ahead and get me busted down a bunch of levels, and essentially he assaulted me. And, he charged me here, and, I weighed what? 220 pounds.
Mm.
You know, I was on sort of short rations at the nut house. You know, he weighed 300.
Yeah.
And essentially, I sort of blacked out. You know, I don't recollect what happened, but this guy from Norway here, I still have nightmares about what happened. And I said, what happened? I can't tell you that. It was awful. But I said, well, Danny, I mean, you're a, you're a Norwegian pussy, too, here. essentially, from what I remember, I went ahead and grabbed his arm in order to keep him from gouging my eyes out.
Oh,
anyway, you know, next thing I remembered here, you know, when I sort of come to here, you know, they were peeling me off of Martin Burke. I really had, you know, I just really just, you know, just pretty well was just grabbing his shoulders here. And they went in and strapped that evil bastard down here. And
yep.
Oh, I got busted down to level one, week one, even though I was assaulted here. And this nigger bitch named Alicia Thompson went ahead and wrote a bunch of crap in my charts to where I was to be busted down just for, you know, talking sideways to a nigger, you know, or anybody here. And since I got screwed over by that nigger bitch, I'll go ahead and sue that cunt here, and it'll probably be dismissed, but ruin her, quote, reputation as a psychiatrist. Alicia Thompson of Columbia, Missouri. You know, evil nigger bitch. She'd go ahead and put me on risperidol just to justify keeping me locked up in the nut house where I'd be sent to Newton County. Essentially, I was going to be there for the second half of the Bush administration and as much as possible the one-term Matt Blunt administration, Missouri. Anyway, from what I gather, that night, I mean, I was so racked up. I had a bunch of bruises. I mean, when you have a 300-pound maniac jump on top of you, you know, I don't know if that's quite a cracked rib, but, oh, I was hurting. I could get more than 20 out, you know, minutes sleep because, you know, my bruises sort of stiffened up. But from what I gather, the good thing about Martin Burke is he had real soft, he had almost, like Roxy has fat woman arms here, fat, soft arms. He had the softest arms of any man I'd ever seen here. And from what I gather, he was racked up too. They said that he had my finger and thumb marks all the way up from his elbow to his shoulder, and he was racked up too. But, that's why I'm not too scared about maniacs. I mean, Martin Burke was, 6'5", 300 pounds, a psychotic, evil piece of shit. And, you know, if I may survive Martin Burke, I could certainly survive Jim Giles or anything else.
Sorry.
But anyway, I got blamed. I got blamed by these cocksuckers at Biggs for allegedly, you must have gone ahead and provoked Martin Burke here.
Yeah.
I have this bitch named, her name was, what the hell was her name here? So, Sarah Privia Hossenfeld. She married this guy who worked there named Hossenfeld here, and they had a little baby here, and the bitch was, you know, talking shit, you know. You really went ahead and provoked Martin Burke. I said, if it was up to me, I'd make Martin Burke level 5, and I'd go ahead and give him a 55-cent candy bar and pay him to sodomize your six-year-old baby here, and you can go ahead and talk about how I provoked Martin Burke.
Yeah.
And she was going to bust me down, but she couldn't here because I was already busting down to level 1, week 1. So essentially, and it's that appropriate. She went ahead and went sibling out here. Well, in any case, went through the system here, got sent back, to Biggs on the prison, acute level on B6 here. And, you know, pretty well, it was August 2nd of 2007, and Martin Burke gets told by the staffer named Greg Reynolds to cut the Camille Act. He isn't going to go ahead and go across the Gulman. And rather than wait to go ahead and ambush this, you know, piece of shit he didn't like, called Jason Ewald, who really deserved a good ass-whooping. He goes ahead and he goes nuts on old Greg Reynolds. He goes ahead and puts 5 concussions on his head and breaks about 15 other bones. Damn near kills this white coat before they pull him off here. I mean, I guess old Greg should have known what was coming here. You know, this was August and Martin Burke goes nuts. Anyway, what happens, damn near killed this white coat, this staffer, and the guy is not able to go back to work for 8 months. They had a little funding for him. I mean, he got seriously screwed up at Biggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why some places, it depends here. I mean, you can be murdered at a place like Biggs, and there's nothing that they will do about it because supposedly the guy's nuts here. About 6 months before I got there, this nigger who didn't want to, you know, this nigger who stole a car, you know, violent car. He was this nigger carjacker. He didn't want to go to the nut house. He wanted to go to prison, and they wouldn't let him go to prison. His public pretender said, "You're nuts." And yeah, he was, but what he does is he was trying to go ahead and kill staff and get, you know, get sent to prison. So he goes ahead and he goes ahead and kills this smaller little other nigger, you know, on the restroom over at Biggs. And essentially what happens is that he's at the Callaway County Jail for 2.5 years while they're trying to maneuver, what the hell are we going to do with this character? He's essentially, he's a nutcase, but they don't want him, you know, they don't want to have him at the nut house because he kills people.
Yeah.
You can see why that'd be a problem. So
exactly.
Essentially, you know, he was at the nut house for, he was at the Callaway County Jail for 2.5 years before he went ahead and essentially had a lucid moment to where he agreed to take a second-degree murder charge, you know, a murder charge, and they go ahead and wrap up the car stealing charge and the second-degree murder charge. And what happens? He got what? Oh, I think he got 7 or 12 years for the murder here. You know, and some of the time would be time served at the nut house or at the jail here. And they didn't know what the hell to do with it here. But anyway, Martin Burke, from what I gather, finally managed to go ahead and, you know, all they did was strap him down and move him from the psychic rehabilitation program to the CBRP, which was cognitive behavior, you know, program to where he's no longer nuts, but he's got a behavior problem. In short, he's an asshole. So essentially, they move him from there. He goes ahead and he makes it over to Gulman. And then a couple months ago, he goes ahead and makes it to minimum security in St. Joseph, Missouri. And what I heard is that Tuesday night, there's this little, big, sawed-off little cocksucker who is a pain in the ass. He goes ahead and he provokes Burke. And what happens is that Burke got sent back to Biggs yesterday. he got a one-way ticket to Biggs. You know what I mean? They're wet. You know what happens? They're wet. What, 6 years of lying and pulling a Camille act, he just sent back to Biggs where they know all about him. And maybe he can go ahead and set straight a whole new bunch of white coats that don't know Mark Burke.
Yeah.
I guess August. August came early. August
yeah.
came early this year.
Amen.
What happened? He hadn't been there more than about a month or so here, and he already, you know, just pisses it off from St. Joseph here to where he's going to go ahead and, you know, pull a Fuchsia, you know, no longer a threat to himself or others, and essentially he just goes ahead and he fucks it away. In about 15 minutes. My God, he really went ahead and screwed up this little 5 foot piece of shit, you know, here. But my God, you know, he was a real annoying little asshole. So, yeah. But anyway,
I gotta get going now.
Oh, okay. I wanted to go ahead and gloat about Nut House Days here and about how, you know, this psychotic asshole had come here. Anyway, Jakob, I'm glad to hear you are doing well with a double 13. And what happened to Laura? She ain't been there for a while, has she?
No, I don't know.
You didn't move in with Laura, did you?
No. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with her.
She is pretty cute here, at least from what I could tell. She had one inverted nipple, but she was cute other than that here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she could have been Photoshopped, though, you never know.
Never know here.
By the way,
you're going to go ahead and do the Gangsta Bolshevik show, and when is that on top?
Yeah, I should probably do that. Hopefully Saturday night I'll be doing that, hopefully.
Saturday night, after Rabbi Elier and Finkelschiede and before Newskike, right?
Yeah, around there, yeah. Usually around 8 o'clock. or so.
8 o'clock Central Time. Well, I'll try to remember to go ahead and give you a call then. Okay?
Yeah, well, usually, you know, I get happy for the first hour, and then, you know, you come on after about an hour or so. Yeah, it'll be good.
All righty. Well, see you later then.
Hail victory.
All right. Hail victory.
8:19 for that.
Okay. All righty. Well, that was Jacob Israel from Southern Kazakhstan here. And we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in just a few. Hail victory, folks.
Our flag is proudly floating on the land and on the main. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Beneath it oft we've conquered and will conquer oft again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally round the body, flag will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our gallant boys have marched to the rolling of the drums. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. And the leaders in charge cry out, come boys, come. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally around the bonnie flag, will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. They have laid down their lives on the bloody battlefield. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Their motto is resistance to the tyrants, never yield. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never at a loss. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally around the body, flag will rally once again. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, I'm back here. I'm not quite sure if I'm able to log in as Dick Weltney here. Folks, if you're able to go ahead and hear, what I have to say, go ahead and give me some, go ahead and say something as to how the audio is going, going through. Anyway, I was looking at the chat here, and you have this character called Marty is a Chomo. And he's talking about National Socialist ideals or something like that here. Well, the thing about it is, if that worthless bastard came in and he was talking about one of his comrades being a child molester when he knows better, I mean, folks, a piece of shit like that with notions of being something, I mean, the character has no honor or no decency himself here. He's essentially going ahead and living off of my tolerance. That's exactly what this character is doing here. He's pretending that he knows something about the National Socialist way. No, I mean, someone like that here goes ahead and reveals what he is and who he is. I mean, folks, you're wasting Well, the thing about it is what you are is that you're a liar. Why should I mute? Why should I go ahead and mute someone who's going ahead showing his ass? Going ahead and pretending to be something that he's not here. Folks, you are around, you are alive, because a better man allows you to live. Allows you to go ahead and to exist. People go ahead and say, why don't you go ahead and do something as Brian Rio and Jeremy Visser and Finkelschini and the rest here? And my answer is that by going ahead and getting other of the same kind around them, they go ahead and show who or what they are. Okay? Well, first of all, my actual name is not Samuelson, although my mother's name was Samuelson. She wasn't a Jew. I deny that Roxy's a Mamzer, yeah. I mean, you end up having on the internet a whole bunch of creatures who in real life, they went ahead and acted the way they do, they wouldn't do it a second time. And they go ahead and they have all sorts of notions about what is the proper way of going ahead and doing something here. Now, folks, this is Old Gender Better trying to go ahead and make brownie points with Harold Covington. And Harold Covington has already figured out that this character, Old Gender Bender, isn't what pretends to be, that's bossy, and wants to go ahead and tell other people what to do. And he goes ahead and gets caught making a hard time for this guy named Rocky Sadeo. Now, do I believe in running around in Nazi uniform? No, I don't have a single Nazi uniform. I went ahead and collected a few patches, which were in a trunk, which would end up getting stolen. You know, when I was locked up in that house, you had thieves come by. But, no, I don't collect Nazi stuff here. But you have all these characters who hang around the movement. They know what to do. They don't go ahead and show their faces. They don't go ahead and show their real... They don't show their faces. They just show their asses. You know what I mean? I was going ahead and look at this here. And essentially, this Marty as a Chomo is just... this is a sludge. Pretty well amoral, toxic, Mamzer sludge with a notion that it means something here. This Czech of Vancouver, another retard. Folks, we have a bunch of these characters, and they don't know how to act. They never did know how to act. What do you do with them? The answer is that for all practical purposes, you let them, if they're not going to show their faces, you let them show their asses. Okay? In any case here. Well, no. You accused me of being a child molester here. Folks, my solution, you know, I've gone ahead and told Obie this here. My solution is that if you're the child of a policeman, you're the child of a social worker, a child of a lawyer, a child of a judge, you need to die. Now, how are you going to go ahead and exterminate regime criminals and their families unless you are willing to go ahead and exterminate the enablers and the little cowards and the liars and the Mamzers and the wiggers like Marty as a Chomo? Folks, you don't allow creatures like that to live. And you go ahead, and while they are in power, they're allowed to go ahead and do that, you let them show their ass. You let them go ahead and do that. I mean, I've gone ahead and told about some of the horrific things that come with being locked up in the house. The horrific people, the evil people. Went in and gloated about Martin Burke. Now, Martin Burke is a complete coward. But when he goes ahead and loses what little bit of sanity there is, he will go ahead and attack someone who is still smaller. I mean, I'm 6'2". 220 pounds. I was outweighed by about 80 pounds by Martin Burke. And, well, I'm really glad that he had real soft arms. But you have these characters here, and the vast majority of them in the world in this country are just nothing more than loathsome pieces of shit here who will screw you over in a heartbeat. Okay? So, well, I mean, the fact, you know, you have no idea. You have no idea who Roxy is here. I mean, you come up, you know, I mean, if I had, especially when the time came up to where I'm dealing with Marty as a chomo, if I was going ahead and dealing with this cocksucker, I mean, I'd have him squealing the truth within 15 minutes. I don't think he'd last 3 or 4 days. But I'd like to find out. Folks, that's what gets me is that there are all these people here. They're not quite themselves. They pretend to be something, so they go ahead and they look, well, I might even be an Aryan, but oh, his sister goes ahead and marries niggers, and that was just based upon what this is said. Altogether a lie. What do you do with characters like that? And the answer is the first thing you do is you detect them. What you understand is that the vast majority of people in this country are absolutely worthless pieces of shit. And there's no dealing with them. Now, someone like this character here. I mean, I guess I'm getting a little bit to him here. He's getting a little bit, defensive. Thing about it is that if he'd been put in my position here, he'd have already been a little bitch Martin Burks. He'd have already been some little character here, you know, probably with swastikas like I've seen here. Going ahead and wishing his family, please send me some short shirts here so the sense of the niggers won't beat me up at Biggs here when they see my little SS runes and all this other shit here. There are people who go ahead and play tough, and there are people who are tough. But the people who actually have a tough-minded attitude are limited. In the case of Brian Real, going ahead, I mean, this was not the first time he went ahead and took down his talk show page. The difference is that before, he had Zog help in taking down web pages. Not only mine, but Nimbusters as well. He had help. Normally, a place which will go ahead and have Solar General and White Nationalist Tube, generally, they're immune to being taken down. Unless here's Brian Rail, I'm going to go ahead and go to the underlying server here and have them take down the same server which goes ahead and serves Solar General and White Nationalist Tube. Okay, we'll go ahead and take it down. I mean, folks, I know exactly how much strength you have here. Now, what has changed? The answer is what's changed is that, well, the little legal system, which went ahead and supported Brian Real running amok, now doesn't, because essentially Pastor John Britton's case has been settled. What I see, and what I go ahead and talk about, is you've got to understand that there's no compromising with evil. There's no compromising with people who go ahead and go along with evil. A creature like Marty is a chomo. In real life, in a real well-run system, you go ahead and have a little wise-cracking little mamzer going ahead and calling shit, and essentially goes ahead and he sees that mamzer essentially all his teeth knocked out, him gelded, skinned out, in front of him, little Marty as a chomo would just simply hide. He'd understand, sort of like a rat or a possum, is that, guess what? There's a lot meaner predators out there who'll go ahead and deal with this character. He'll go ahead and deal with me if I show my ass. Now, in a time like this, what you do is you let them show their ass. You let them go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to do. Okay? You have no idea here. I mean, folks, there are fat women here. Roxy's white. Hell, I see a lot of white skin. What, you think she's all sort of cream color here or brown colored? Underneath what she keeps covered? The answer is no. She got a lot of white skin. A lot of white skin. A lot and lots and lots of white skin. Okay? Anyway. Okay. So, anyway. Saint Sword is a lot whiter than Roxy? Well, no. Let me just say, Marty is a chomo. So if anybody says that Brian Rio is a lot whiter than Roxy, I mean, folks, you're a freaking delusional Jew boy himself here. And a liar. This character will never go ahead and use his real name and never use his real face here. It's too chicken shit to do so. All it can do is just run around and use the basis, you know, go ahead and flea bite you or rat bite you. That's all it can do here. You know what I mean? Well, here you have this character. You had Brian Real claiming that I was a Mongolian. You had Brian Wright, another shit-colored Melungeon Jew mamzer, claiming I'm a Mongolian. First thing I notice about Winston is his blue eyes, but then again, he has brown hair. That's a sure sign of mamzerhood. And here he is. Brian Real had flat eyes. Burnt cork colored eyes. Looked just like he didn't want much care for Pastor John Britton going ahead and posting a picture of a Hittite prince from 1400 BC that looked like Brian Wright's younger brother. Folks, Brian Real never looked white. Never impersonated white. And I'm supposed to go ahead and take the, picture of this cocksucker who goes ahead and says, Roxy ain't white. She got Mongolian eyes. What the fuck do you know about it, you dumb shit? What happens is I go ahead and I see, I see fat ass Emily here. Red hair, brown eyes. And she has, she has four white children. Blonde, blue-eyed. Now, how can you go ahead and do that if you end up having a nigger marker gene? Yes, you can. Now, is she exactly the Aryan ideal of beauty? Hell no. I mean, shoot. I guess I just have enough to take care of fatties. You know what I mean? But here you are. Here you have some mamzer going ahead and claiming, oh, Liz says a mamzer, Liz says a Jew, Liz says this, and Liz says that. You go ahead, and usually the biggest Hitler tards usually have something in their genetic woodpile, like Alex Winter. 5 years ago, he said he had Crohn's. A month ago, no, it ain't Crohn's, it's ulcerative colitis. It's Aryan Jew ascate. It's Aryan ascate. He's going ahead to this Canadian tard out of St. Louis. Tell him, why is VNN so popular? Oh, it's free speech for whites. And has the guy looked at VNNF recently? The answer is hell no. Hasn't looked at it at all. If it did, he'd go ahead and see how many people he's banned. Do they go ahead and talk about F.W. Braun, who is a Jew, who said he was blondest? He went ahead and went with an Aryan avatar, and then what, 3 years ago? I'm so tired of you witless hillbillies who are just talking anti-Semitic stuff. Especially F. W. Braun was a Jew. You have all these characters running around pretending to be something they're not. The reason I got annoyed at Marty as a chomo is that essentially you end up having a piece of shit pretending to be a white nationalist. And essentially isn't white, is a nationalist, is just another little mams retard playing as something. Okay? Oh, he used to whine about Brian Reel's eyebrows? Well, what's, you know... You have all sorts of shit here. I mean, essentially, if you don't have almond-shaped gook eyes are, you know, a burnt cork here, probably like yours. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let Marty as a chomo act like a clown. Next time, I'll just go ahead and, I mean... Why should I put up with that sort of shit here? I've gone ahead and allowed it so far, and I'll allow it tonight. But hey, I mean, if you end up you're going to have to go ahead and come up with a better usernames here. Alrighty, what did I want to go ahead and talk about? I want to go ahead and come up with a Bible study. Go ahead and come up with a Bible study. And talk about how Yahweh went ahead and judged his people harshly in some cases. Let's see. Blow the horn, let Zion hear. For God's day is now at hand. Let the people tremble in this day of clouds and gloominess. Troops so great and mighty strong, there has never been the like. Nothing shall escape as they devour the stubble on their way. Fire before them shall devour, flames ablaze are left behind. Such as Eden was shall become a wilderness that's desolate, like the noise of chariots, and as horsemen do they run. Nothing shall escape as they devour the stubble on their way. People are faint at their sight, for they run like mighty men. Moving each on his own way, they do not tangle in their paths. Each to follow his own line, climbing walls like men of war. Then they charge as warriors and advance like fighters on their way. They upon the city leap, break through weapons each unharmed, run upon the walls and climb in houses, through the windows leap. Earth is quaking as they come, heaven shakes, stars cease to shine. Then the eternal thunders and the sun and moon become both black. Okay, folks, we'll go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and read from 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 23, or verse 24. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his hosts and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it, till an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. In short, a little bit of dove shit sold for 5 pieces of silver. Can you imagine? Spend so much for dove shit? Verse 26, and as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, Help, my lord, O king! And he said, If the Lord do not help you, when shall I help you? Out of the barn floor, out of the wine press? Essentially, if Yahweh isn't going to help you, how can I? I can't go ahead and give you something to eat from the threshing floor, nor something to drink out of the wine press. Verse 28, and the king said unto her, What ails you? And she answered, This woman said unto me, Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. Verse 29, So we boiled my son and did eat him, and I said unto her the next day, Give thy son that we may eat him, and she has hid her son. In short, they had a little cannibal pact where they would go ahead and kill their children to eat. This woman had a neighbor. Both of them had sons. And I guess what happens is that first she went ahead and killed her son. And what happens, the next son, you know, the neighbor wanted to be eaten. Maybe he went ahead and got something to eat. Who knows? But she went ahead and hit him. Verse 30, and came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Verse 31, he said, God do so and more to me at the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand upon him this day. Well, Elisha was Elijah's successor. A priest of Yahweh who'd gone ahead and already told Ahab and Ahab's house that his entire, you know, family would be destroyed. Here is a king going ahead and essentially going against one of Yahweh's prophets and saying, well, I'm going to go ahead and kill Elisha because Yahweh has done this to me. Verse 32. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See how this son of a murderer has sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger comes, shut the door and hold fast the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? Essentially, when he talked about the son of a murderer, he's talking about Ahab, who went ahead and killed innocent Ishmael. He's come to take my head. Don't let him in. Look, elders, who do you think rules in Israel? The son of a murderer who essentially is soon to be food for the dogs? Or Yahweh? Okay. Verse 33. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer? Chapter 7. Then Elisha said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Well, instead of eating, if you can get it, an ass's head, and paying, 5 pieces of silver for a little bit of dove shit tomorrow, a good measure of fine flour will sell for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate. Essentially, we're going to go ahead and have a sale on food. Verse 2, Then the Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God. Essentially, his trusted companion, his trusted advisor, his hatchet man said, Behold, if the Lord shall make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, you shall see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. He went ahead and told the king's man, yeah, you're going to see it, but you're not going to be eaten. Verse 3, and there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said to one another, why sit we here until we die? Here we are just sitting and starving to death. What, I mean, what's the point of it? Verse 4, if we say we will enter into cities and the famine is on the city, we will die therein. If we sit still here, we die here also. Essentially, we're dead men regardless of what we do. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, then we shall but die. Let's go see the Syrians. See what they have to go ahead and offer. Verse 5, and they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they came to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. The camp is empty. Verse 6, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Essentially, the Lord of the Israelites has gone ahead and hired the two superpowers, the Hittites and the Egyptians, to come upon us. Verse 7, wherefore they arose, fled into the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. Verse 8, and when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Hell, had enough to eat and drink, and even got a little bit of loot. Verse 9, then they said to one another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. We will hold our peace. If we tarry until the morning light, some mischief will come upon us now. Therefore, come, that we may go and tell the king's household. It's not good to go ahead and keep this all to ourselves now that we got ours. These lepers had far more civic spirit than most Nimtars, most white nationalists. They had far more civic spirit than most so-called white nationalists and Christian identity, mansers pretend to be Christian identity. Verse 10, so they came and called into the porter of the city. They told him, we came into the camp of Syrians, and behold, there is no man there, neither a voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they are. Verse 11, and he called the other porters, and they told it to the king's house within. Verse 12, and the king arose in the night and said to his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know we be hungry, therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come to the city, we'll catch them alive and get into the city. Verse 13, and one of the servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain which are left in the city. Behold, there are all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say there, even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed, and let us send and see. So one of those men had a little bit of initiative, said, well, let's just go ahead and send out a scouting expedition. Verse 14, therefore they took two chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of Syrians, saying, go and see. Verse 15, and went after them unto Jordan, and lo, all the way with four garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste, and the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was set for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Verse 17, the Lord appointed the Lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate, and the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God said, who spoke when the king came down to him. So essentially it was as the king's hatchet man had been told. He got to hear of flour being sold cheap. He got to go ahead and hear about things going well. But essentially, he got his worthless ass run over by the multitude heading for the food. Verse 19, the Lord answered that man, and God said, now behold, the Lord shall make windows in heaven. Might such a thing be? And he said, behold, you'll see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Verse 20, so it fell out upon him, the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Folks, could that mercy have been extended to the people of Israel? But the answer wasn't. Rather, you go ahead and read a few chapters, is that king was killed. And his mother Jezebel was killed too. And the house of Ahab was destroyed. House of Ahab and Jezebel. Just like with Jeremy Visser. Just like the rest of these men are piss apostles and the rest of these liars. Folks, the entire people suffered for the misconduct and the misdeeds of their king. But you got to understand is that the vast majority of people are like this character who's called himself Marty as a Chomo. They don't have no honor. They don't have no decency. They're just simply misbegotten animals with no future at all. And you can't have a future with creatures like that at all, can you? The answer is no. Anyway, here. When he posted a picture of the CI community, I mean, look. Marty is a chum, is probably a little bit gender bender. You end up having these characters claim that there's a CI community. A CI community what? Finkelshiny? Eli James? Steve Elder? Obadiah? Mumps Nut? Folks, these characters don't belong at all. And they're claiming that essentially they have any say, but you don't know who they are. They don't want to say who they are. Folks, I posted a picture of my family. Because I want to go ahead and make the point here is that we live in a time when essentially they want to go ahead and buy and sell your grandchildren, they will do so. And the only way to go ahead and put an end to that is that anybody who goes ahead and supports this regime needs to die, needs to be destroyed. I'm pretty well sure this clown here is probably Obagender Bender or a Pisser Possum. Running around pretending to be something that's not. A Morangian Mamzer. Jeremy Visser was a Mamzer before he revealed himself to be a Mamzer. All he did was just simply have to go ahead and tell. In order to get out of stalking charge that no, he wasn't white. Look at my brother, he's a Mamzer. Essentially, he's my full blood brother. Same way with, this Lenio Barcelos, Sci-Fi Faber, the rest of them. Now, Sci-Fi's white. He's just essentially married to a WAP, and essentially he's just a Fruit Loop tard here who's pretty well disappeared. You have all these characters who show up, and their half-life is about how long they can go ahead and let. Did Pastor Butler ever see a picture of Roxy? Hell, he's seen Roxy. He didn't have a big problem with her. Went up there in Topeka, May 2004. He didn't have a problem with Roxy. You see, you have all these characters. They don't say who they are. They don't show their snouts. They tuck in their tails. And they assume they get to go ahead and say whatever while they're anonymous. Shoot, Pastor Butler got a chance to see and meet Roxy. Didn't say a single thing to me. Now, of course, by this time he was being guarded and treated by old Rick Spring, who was admitted, Zog agent provocateur, along with his wife. Pastor Butler's problem was going ahead and bringing in criminals. But from what I gather, he didn't allow any Mamzer criminals. That was something for Morris Gillette and a bunch of these other characters who come in later on to go ahead and do. No, folks, now we have criminals in Christian Day, but they're Mamzer criminals. Okay? Well, you don't know what to say. I mean, shit. You're lying, worthless piece of shit here. I mean, hell. What up there? I mean, you know what Pastor Butler would do. I don't think Pastor Butler would go ahead and, you know, pretty well allow someone to run around and hide as an anonymous piece of shit on someone's webpage and then go ahead and say, you know, go ahead and talk shit about his wife or somebody like that here. You know, I'm going to have a policy is that, hey, certain names, if you got to go ahead and come up with a name, well, hey, you better come up with a good one. If you're known to be someone who's gone ahead and spammed before, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just block your worthless ass. But, in any case here, you know, you end up going ahead and getting to show your ass once. But, you know, I mean, that's what gets me, is you end up having Brian Real call me a mamzer. Until such time as essentially here's Brian Real and he gets revealed to be Brian Real. Brian Real behaved himself. He went ahead and ran and took down web pages. Folks, let's understand something. Eli James was along in with it too. I got, you know, essentially I got an audio recording of him going ahead and telling him about, along with Brian, you know, Eli James and Brian Real taking down Nimbusters. Got them to where, hey, they're going ahead and talking to the Chicago FBI here about somebody who made fun of Eli James. Have recordings of Eli James going ahead and admitting that him and Brian Real went ahead and took down, what, 3 of my, you know, websites already? In January of, what, 2011? January 7th? Trying to go ahead and get Finkelstein to admit that it's a good thing to take down somebody's web pages? Folks, yeah, Brian Real and Finkelstein saying that Paul Fromm agrees with censorship, like what had happened just a week or so ago in Canada. Folks, you let these mamsers run wild so you can go ahead and find out who the traitors are. Does Paul Fromm believe in freedom of speech like he claims to do? No, he's not a free speech lawyer. He's just a free speech pretender. I went ahead and essentially got a 6-month vacation from Brian Real and from the internet. I went ahead and had a secret forum. And when it came time, well, my forum was put over on, you know, Crisis Host. And then Brian Real went ahead and whined and pissed and moaned. And the new server simply, well, okay, just take down what, you know, DMCA complaint. And Evan Brian Real have to admit that, you know, the avatar for Brokeback Mamzer, the Zuqua.com page, was his. Folks, you have liars, you have mamzers. Essentially, they think they get to go ahead and hide. They get to go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to. You have Obagender Bender, for example, going ahead and claiming that Anchorage Activist is a data miner. Okay, how's he going to go ahead and data mine on Google Blogger? Huh? How's he going to go ahead and data mine on Blogspot.com, owned by Google? Google data mine, essentially they want to go ahead and find out your buying or your habits and go ahead and target so they can go ahead and sell stuff for advertising. Obagender Bender, hell, you can't go ahead and register on Obagender Bender's page using a Tor browser. And what you end up having is essentially these Jews come up with these, you know, what I call Chet's Pathetic notions. Like, for example, that, you know, that Anchorage Activist is data mining, while you know full well that Obagender Bender is data mining. Hell, you can't go ahead and get in it. Nimbusters. I mean, I was going ahead and listening. Folks, the guy who went ahead and who hosts Nimbusters wanted me to sue Brian Real. He went ahead and told Stan that you can go ahead and post pictures of hyperlinks to Brian Real. You just can't go ahead and put them on our server. What does Stan Lawson do? He goes ahead and says a totally different thing. You can't go ahead and get on Nimbusters using a Tor browser. Bill White's pretty well admitted that, hey, Nimbusters is a data mining site. And it is. Alex Linder's, the NNF, another data mining site. Oba Genderbender's site, another data mining site. My site? Well, no. This doesn't bother data mining. I mean, essentially, if you go ahead and send me an email explaining to what you're going to do for Christian Nationalists, I'll go ahead and give you one of these old Russian porn spammer, you know, addresses here. But no, you can't go ahead and register on your own in my form. You have to go ahead and settle for whatever I end up going ahead and giving you. But you end up having these characters, they're mansers themselves, they're liars, they're Jews, and they go ahead and claim a number of things here. All together based upon lies from another liar like old Mumps Nuts. Mumps Nuts is an idiot here. He was claiming earlier that I cooked my food in my own urine. Why would I do that, Mumps Nuts? You bulked up a perfectly acceptable dinner of spaghetti because you were scared shitless that I had detected you and that something would happen because I'm a crazy maniac. That's why you went ahead and bulked up what you were fed. You came down here to get something. You got it. You couldn't leave quick enough. And then you went ahead, essentially, and posted, you know, went ahead and posted a Stormfront, and I ended up going ahead and reading your private messages, the sustaining members subforum, the moderators lounge. And let me just say, I mean, what you end up seeing there, none of it is really very interesting. It's all about some retards with a little bit of power talking about how they want to go ahead and screw somebody over that doesn't have as much power as they are. I mean, essentially just retards being retards. This movement is nothing but idiots and Zogbots and retards. Most of them aren't very good, you know, Zogbots. They're just mainly typical idiots, typical Whiggers, typical Mansers, typical Jews. No, folks. What I advise you to do is to save yourself. Go ahead, you know, first get right with Yahweh. Second, go ahead and work on saving yourself. And then third of all, when the time comes, and it comes time to rise up and deal with these characters like Marty as a chumo, these worthless vermin, go ahead and exterminate them, absolutely. Go ahead and flush them if they're still alive. Most of them won't be. They're just cowardly critters here who essentially will go ahead and flee from you. Like it says, Edom shall flee from the flame. They'll flee from the flame. I mean, Oba Genderbender could just go ahead, you know, an old Anchorage activist was simply going ahead and shining a light on that critter. All it could do is just simply, just sort of go ahead and wiggle and piss and moan and slime a little bit, but didn't do a damn bit of good. It got a bunch of traffic. I had to laugh when Anchorage activist, when he goes ahead and gives a picture of a screenshot from 2.5 Mansers, goes ahead and names the screenshot that he saves Oba Gender Bender. Folks, even VNNF TARS figured out Oba Gender Bender was some sort of critter, some sort of sanctimonious evil critter with a gender identity issue. R.D. Bradshaw, you know, thinks it's a Jew faggot. I think it's a Jew faggot, too. It's superficially clever. It's superficially smart. But when it comes down to it, doesn't know how to hide its snout, doesn't know, you know how to go ahead and hide its tail, doesn't know how to hide what it is. And so if you end up having eyes to hear and discernment, you can go ahead and figure out what these critters are and avoid them. Or simply go ahead and just simply laugh at them. Folks, it's not hard to go ahead and figure out what a creature is. It can't go ahead and hide what it is. It can go ahead on the internet. It can go ahead and hide the fact that it's a mamzer. It can go ahead and hide the fact that it, well, it's not able to go ahead and see much of anything, but it's not a healthy creature that Yahweh made. You figure out what these people are. Once you figure out what these people are, well, hey, don't come any slack. Just avoid them. Just simply decide you're not going to have anything to do with them. No, folks. Yahweh's net is going to go ahead and stretch exceedingly wide because there's a great tribulation coming to where better than 90% of the ex-Wiggers are going to die, they and their entire families, and almost all the Muds and all the Jews will be destroyed. And so Yahweh is not fooled by creatures pretending to be something that they are not. I mean, if we really believe in Yahweh, we understand that. We know that. We understand it instinctively. Folks, we don't try to go ahead and fool Yahweh because Yahweh is everywhere. But most of all, He's just within our hearts. Because our hearts are tuned to Yahweh's bandwidth. We understand how we are supposed to act. We go ahead and we tell the truth. We go ahead and we speak the truth. We go ahead and know the truth. We know who we are. We know who we are with. I don't have any problem with being with Roxy. Roxy is easy to get along with. Very easy to get along with. Knew her family. Knew where they came from. Now, Roxy's family is, well, most of them are, what, around 100 IQ? And most, you know, pretty well all my family is above 120 IQ. But on the other hand, my sister is a worthless treasonous, you know, is a worthless Wigger. And if when I say she's treasonous, she's been treasonous to my father and me, not to her race. She married a white man. My brother, he's married a bitch. He's not been racially treasonous, but he's been treasonous to my father and me. He's been a waste of Wigger skin. And I would be far better off if these evil people die in the Great Tribulation. So, several months ago, when I'd heard they'd moved to Branson, my sister, not to Branson, then moved to Florida, and my sister went ahead and inquired as to what the brother-in-law, and they were sick. I went ahead and called my nephew, and he's a thieving Wigger. I'm a grown man at 28. Well, if you're a grown man at 28, act like a grown man of 28 instead of a whining, lying pussy. He went ahead and hung up on me. At the end of it, I said, I said, my dear, these people have pretty well moved out of our lives. They pretty well cut themselves off. I don't really want you going ahead and extending anything more to them. They have moved off. They've gone ahead and lived their own lives. They've gone their own way. Let them do so. And when I talk about going ahead and going through your families and friends and figuring out who you want to take with you, I don't mean going ahead and extending a relationship which essentially doesn't mean anything to them and should not mean anything to you. Not go ahead and bring back the trash, the filth, the debris, the, you know, the third raters that who are essentially a danger to you. Let them go. And that's what you do. You go ahead. You know, part one, you know, 10,000 Warriors program. Get in right with Yahweh. Part two, go ahead and look at your family and friends and figure out which ones you want to take with you and which ones are diseased animals that are better left to go ahead and head out to their destiny, which is death. And then item three is when this great tribulation has in many cases burnt its way over, and like the children of Israel who went ahead and escaped, you know, what? Plague, curse number 4 through 5 through 6 through 7 through 8 through 9 and 10. What you do is you go ahead and mop up what creatures remain that do not belong, be they wiggers or mansers. Whatever you do here, you need to think for yourself, but you need to go ahead and have the eye of the shepherd, the eye of the pastor, the eye of the animal husbandman, the eye of the farmer. And you only let your best breed, and your worst, you go ahead and eat up yourself. No, folks, you go ahead, and just like Yahweh farms us, you need to go ahead and culls us, so too do you need to go ahead and cull your dysfunctionals. And that's what this show is about. It's go ahead and talk about movement dysfunctionals. So anyway, folks, I think I've been talking for long enough. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I'm going to go ahead and look at this thing here. No, it's not true. This was all just something that Visser went ahead and come up here under the name of Victor Switzer. Victor Switzer was a Mamzer. Victor Switzer knew he was a Mamzer. When he went ahead and found out that Brian Real was looking into his ancestry, and one of his, you know, one of his family members said, "Oh, there's some this guy from Ohio here. He's going ahead and asking to see your genealogy. Would you tell him?" "Oh yeah, yeah. Oh well, what? Yeah, we have our, you know, Indian great grandfather or grandfather. What, you ain't you're ashamed of your ancestry?" You know, what's Victor going to go ahead and say? You know, to his family that he's a white supremacist. He didn't go ahead and tell his boss he was a white supremacist. He said, no, I'm getting away from that, when Brian Real went ahead and snitched him out. Old Victor Switzer, you know, was ashamed to tell his family here that he was ashamed of them. He was ashamed to go ahead and tell his, you know, his family that, okay, well, great grandpa, two dogs sucking here. Why, you know, the hacksaw, the shit ass from no wife and tribe. I'm ashamed of my own ancestry. And, you know, he didn't tell his family that. Essentially, what he did is he went ahead and cussed out Christian Identity. Well, he knew what Christian Identity, you know, went ahead and insisted, no mamzers. But yeah, he wanted to pretend Christian Identity. He wanted to go ahead and say, "Oh well, this is, you know, last, you know, mother's maiden name was Sanderson." Something which I never denied, folks. There were some Sandersons, and yeah, they married their cousins, literally the second cousins, the Svensons and the Swensons and the Ericsons. My great-grandfather Charles went ahead and brought in about what? Sounds like, from my gather, half the village from southwest Sweden went ahead and sponsored them. No, folks. I mean, I've never denied my name. You know, my mother's maiden name was Samuelson, but they were Swedes. They weren't Jews. I'm going ahead and tell several times about how, well, we raised and ate pigs in Hughes County. And before that, in Buffalo and in Jared counties. No, folks. I know where my family comes from. To my great-great-grandparents. No further than that, though. Never knew them, never met them. Knew where they came from. Do I think there's any niggers or Jews? Well, no. Don't think there is any. Folks, if you're going to go ahead and allow some Jew mamzer to go ahead and essentially say, well, okay, something is based upon a lie that you know that some other liar said, well, hey, if you're going to go ahead and believe lying Jews, and, you know, shoot, go ahead and listen to them. Who matters? Well, I mean, hey, you know, Marty is a chomo, goes ahead and comes up with this. You know, this cocksucker doesn't care. This cocksucker is pretending that he cares about truth. He didn't care about truth. He wouldn't have a name like that. He wouldn't have a name which, if it got detected, would lead to it being gilded and blinded and skinned out. He don't care about truth. Never did. Folks, would you go ahead and allow somebody who went ahead into your house who said, you know, with a name like, I fucked your mother? The reason I allowed it is that you allow ass clowns to go ahead and have their fun here. I don't know what the hell these people think here. I've been going ahead and telling about a horrendous story of Dead House Wives and going ahead and gloating about an evil piece of shit. An evil, psychotic piece of shit who has damn near killed others and from whom I went ahead and fought to a standstill. I don't worry about what pieces of shit have to say when they're cowardly. And they are cowardly. Folks, I have had horrendous days in the nut house. I mean, this sort of stupid shit, it's nothing. Right now, we are living through what might be the very last year of Zog before things fall apart, before there's a war with Iran, which will be lost, before there's a total economic collapse. Before we are going ahead being drowned in beaners and mamzers. Folks, some little piece of shit going ahead and yap, 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 yapping lies that Jeremy Visser came up here. What to say? Folks, Jeremy Visser was born a Melungeon mamzer. The critter was born evil. Brian Wright, born evil. Brian Reel, born evil. Think, born evil. Eli James, born evil, but smoother. Dan Johns, born evil. I'm talking about Steve Elders. Whatever I am, well, whatever you are, is a Jew Pictish Mamzer. A Tubalcainite, a Dwarven Amorite. Married to a Beaner squaw that works for the government. Why, you're a lazy bastard. All these characters pretend to be something they're not. Okay? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead here's this cocksucker claiming that it has reason to believe this, it has reason to believe that. It has no reason to believe anything. Why'd you go ahead and listen to some critter who essentially is there to go ahead and do nothing but cause trouble? Marty is a chomo. If I went ahead and seen that cocksucker and Tom Miles in power, I'd go ahead essentially, and take the pliers to its nuts and have it reveal the rest of its worthless family, and then I'd skin out the entire lot. The critter would have lots of respect for me. Please, Marty, let me die! Marty, be quick! Pastor Liston, please, just skin me and geld me! Don't go ahead and skin out the rest of my misbegotten family! They're innocent! And the answer is it shit. They're just mamsers like you. Born evil. Running around, hiding, and pretending to be something they're not. Don't bother with these characters, okay? So anyway, I have no reason to respect you. I have no idea who the hell you are. I do know you're a piece of shit. So anyway, folks. Oh, boy, here. Okay. I'm the Obadiah. Joins Pastor Visser. Pastor Mamser. Two Mamser Jews running around yapping about how I have caused trouble for Christian identity. Let me cause trouble for Christian identity. 99.9% Christian identity is in one or two or three family congregations. 99.9% Christian identity is not listening to the show. I'm not talking to 99.9%. I'm talking to the ones who are in this bowel movement who need to know that they need to get out of it. They need to go ahead and work on saving their own lives. They need to go ahead and grow up. They need to go ahead and start culling their own, you know, herd. That's what they need to do. Anyway, folks, I'm just going to go ahead and hear some more silliness. So I'm going to go ahead and say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn as long let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was there the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corner block let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp about gusto. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the court of logs let red blood flow. The regime must only love his greed, hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt-ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow.
We'll conquer for our cause's rights. Hi-yi-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.